I don't want to hear about you talking to your daughter like that anymore. You understand me?
Well, I don't know who you think you are.
Well, don't you talk to your daughter like that anymore. This is understood?
I will talk to my daughter how I choose to.
Don't you dare disrespect her. That's your daughter. Don't you dare do it.
I will talk to my daughter how I choose to.
So what I need you to do is I need you to take the Slurpee, the outlet that the Slurpee machine is plugged into, and I need you to plug the cash register into that outlet, and then take the plug from the ATM and plug it into the outlet that the Slurpee machine was previously plugged into, and then...
Okay, well, first of all, you said the Slurpee and the ATM, and now it's the cash register? I'm going to hang up now.
Who the fuck is this? Motherfucker, who is this?
You are listening to the Madhouse Radio Podcast.
You motherfucking prick!
Hey, faggots, the light's turning red. How y'all doing? Good evening. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Carlito's back on the air, Madhouse Radio, 10:17 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, July the 2nd, 2009. It is a Thursday night. Whatever. Good evening, gentlemen. If you're up for it, we're going to do some prank calls and have a good time. Sidekick Chuck will not be on the air tonight. I got the notification. Sidekick Chuck won't be on live tonight, so it's an open road for us on Syndicate, and of course, as always, our open road here at MadhouseLive.com, SyndicateRadio.tv, and 98.6 The Mouth.
98.6
The Mouth. All right, big what's up to everyone listening to us on the Madhouse Radio Network, wherever that is that you are doing that. Thank you for doing it. I can't say anything else other than that. Getting big money, playboy, your time's up.
Where the gangsters at? What you say?
I don't have to work tomorrow, so we can go up as late as we want also. No restrictions there. I had a coffee, a black coffee, no sugar, no milk. No, I just got the day out. What? It's 4th of July. I know you're from a you're from a Confederate state that doesn't, you know, really dig the 4th of July thing. What, do you celebrate Secessionist Day? I bet you do. You celebrate Secession Day. Secession. When you secessioned yourself from the United States. Oh, yeah, man. All right, everybody. I don't know where Milkman is at. He's not responding. I'll have to give him a call later. Make sure he's okay. Meanwhile, please be sure to visit MadhouseLive.com. That is our homepage where you can check out our podcasts, our forums, and download our prank calls right there. Be sure to check that out. And also send your prank call requests. We've got quite a few of them coming that have come in throughout the week. You too can send your prank requests live to me here. I will do everything I can to take care of it live on the air. And that's over at MadhouseLive.com. Click on the Request a Prank link at the top of the page or on the button wherever it is that you're watching us. Of course, podcast is there as well, which is growing mightily. We also have a prank call only podcast you can check out if you don't like to listen through hour long shows necessarily. If you just like the prank call, we can take care of that for you. We got a podcast that does just that. That's over at the podcast section at madhouselive.com. Of course, our toll free line will be open momentarily, not just yet, but it will be later, and that's 1-888-278-8509. Again, if you're wanting to give us a call here and join the show, you can call us toll free. 1-888-278-8509 is the way you do that. We'll be giving out that number later on during the show, so don't worry if you missed it. Also, if you are using Yahoo or Instant Messenger, you can send me your prank call request or your comments and concerns. Message me at Madhouse Radio on AOL and Yahoo Instant Messengers. MSN Messenger users, be sure to message me at...
I'm concerned.
Madhouse@live.com. Yes, your concerns. There's nothing wrong with being concerned, Tuck. I'm in this day and age. You're concerned. You have concerns, that's all. Everyone has concerns. It's okay.
About many things, yeah. About many things that I'm concerned about that it's concerning.
Two things.
Good. So gotta love that dial-up, man. What's your status with dial-up? Any hope in not having dial-up any longer? Have you heard anything come down the old telephone machine?
No, but the reason I'm breaking up, probably the way I am, is because the team speak here, you have two streams going on, and I'm happy to listen through your Madhouse stream, because your Carlito is all staticky.
I fixed that quite some time ago. There's no static on the video stream any longer. There hasn't been in quite some time. You should be able to hear that just fine now if you try to come through. Just turn off everything.
And TeamSpeak it is.
TeamSpeak is coming in staticky. Is it really? I don't know.
I have it turned off.
Is that bad?
I have it turned off, and I'm going through the Madhouse. That's why I'm a little on the choppity-chop side.
Oh, man. All right, well, I'm sorry. I'll see if I can get to working on that. Well, we could do something else, of course. Hang on. Let me try this here for you. No, that wouldn't work. Well, I don't know what to tell you, man. Just try it.
Don't worry about it.
Yeah.
I can hear you.
Sorry. Okay, well, we'll work on it. All right, we'll work on it while we go through it. If you can hear me, then that's what's important. Again, we'll check in with Milkman, see where he's at. I haven't heard from him in about 2 days. I did talk to him the other day. He seemed okay. Busy with work. So is things. We got a lot of news that we can get to here later on tonight also. We definitely will get to those. What was that now? Well... Okay. Lonesome Loser has a number for Big Fat Bob's Pizza and Wings, Uncle Fred's in Wyoming, and the Jumpin' Catfish in Kansas City, Mo. Also, you know who I like to call early on, hopefully today.
Mo Kansas, Mo City.
We got to call. Mo. What's the damn place that we call every week now? The guys are quite interesting to talk to. Funky Zone. That's who I want to talk to. Funky Zone. See if I got their number here. I don't see it off the bat. That's not good.
Funky Zone. Funky Zone. Take your number, guys, or whoever it is.
Oh, the guy at Funky Zone's hilarious, man. You know who I'm talking about. I forgot his name. It's funny because I met an Indian guy named Sam, who is the same name as the Sam the Donut Man we used to prank call all the time back in the day. We finally knew Sam. Interesting guy. We got a lot of prank calls here that are recently edited. One of those is one to this gentleman that I'm talking to you about.
Doesn't you guys seem to be named Sam a lot? What a dad's American names?
Yeah, I don't know. They just try to make it easier for people to hear. Anyway, this one's from last week. Stand by while I get Milkman on the line. Hear this prank call. No, this is from 2 weeks ago to the Funky Zone. We'll see if we can call them back in a second here.
Hello, it's Funky Zone.
Yeah?
Hey, you guys have a Cohiba? Cohiba's there?
Yes, we do have a Cohiba Red Dot.
You have the red dots?
Yeah.
You're not supposed to have the red dots, though.
Why?
Because they're from Cuba.
No, those are from Philly Banking.
No. Listen, I just came back from a cruise, and I went to Barbados, and they explained the whole thing to me. The red dots are from Cuba, and then the other ones are from the Dominican Republic. And if you have the cigars that are from Cuba... you're going to get in trouble. Now, I snuck some in from... You know what I did? I took the bands off, and I put them in my luggage. I didn't find them.
No, Habibi. Handmade in the Dominican Republic.
I'm not your love.
I got your phone number. You know that? What do you want?
I want you to admit...
It's from Dominican Republic. You don't understand?
No. Red dots are from Cuba, you bastard.
It's here. Cuba, red dot, San Diego, L.A., Republic Dominica.
How is San Diego?
It's Philly Banking.
San Diego's not in...
Do you want me to show you invoice? Bring me your ID and come.
I'm going to report you to the naturalization, and they're going to take you away, Habibi. Huh?
Habibi?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Olmec is right here. Olmec is here with me right now. Your mother.
Who?
Your mother, Olmec, right here.
Who's... I got your number. Can I call right away? Police.
Uh-huh.
You are harassing us.
I'm putting a report. You have illegal.
When I come in, I have everything legal 100%.
Oh, were you?
Here, it's in the shelf.
Uh-huh. I have proof here that you have Cuban cigars there. So you tried to sell me right now. You tried to sell me illegal Cuban cigars. So
I'm trying to sell. I have a Cohiba Red Dot from
Cuba.
Philly Banking.
No, from Republic of Cuba.
Huh? Hello, Funky Zone. May I help you?
Hey, buddy. How you doing?
Yeah, who's this?
Yeah, this is Valente. Look, I want to apologize. I think you're right. The red dots are from Dominican Republic. It's the yellow ones that are from Cuba, right?
Well, you know what?
You have 34.
I just called them.
No, that's okay. No, but I just want to get. I want to let you know. I'm dropping the case. I'm dropping the case against you, because you were right and I was wrong. It's the yellow bands that are from Cuba, not the red dots, right? Right. I'm sorry.
Would you please come to the store?
Why? Well, you're gonna hurt me. You're gonna threaten me. You already threatened me.
No, I'm not. No. The police officer, he wanna come here now.
What time?
No, I don't know. He can call me right now.
Well, you want to call me back?
I don't want to deal with you, man. I'm really sorry. I don't know you, and you've been harassing me, saying bad words in Arabic, and that's I'm going to sue you.
Habibi, listen.
Yeah.
Can I ask you a question?
Hurt anyone. I am 100% here with the law, and the police officer love him. I have contact with everyone.
You have 34 minutes remaining.
Shiraz, listen.
If you're guilty, you can plead guilty.
Shut up, listen.
And my lawyer.
No, not guilty. Yes, Funky Zone. Until what time is open?
We're open until 9.
Until 9? Okay.
Yeah.
Do you guys allow people to come in and sell matches or ask for matches there?
Ask for matches?
Like, I ran out of matches. You know, let's say I come in and I get a cigar. Do you guys give out free matches?
Yes, we do.
How many matches do you give out per order?
How many you want?
Maybe like 8 or 10?
Yeah, we give you.
Yeah, did they have your pick?
How many cigars you want to buy?
One.
How many?
One.
Just one? We'll give you just one.
No, give me like 8 matches, matchbooks. How many matches come in each matchbook?
We give you just one.
No, you give me 8. Habibi.
Okay, just come over.
Habibi, you give me 8, okay?
Okay, just come over.
My friend, are you going to be peaceful when I come in? Like a cow?
Of course, yeah.
Like a peaceful night, like a little baby lamb. Uh-huh. When I come in, will you go bat like that? Like a lamb, like an animal, like you are for me? Brother? Hello?
Hello?
Is this Riaz? Listen, my friend Riyadh, he's from Palestine. And he said that he could smell you people coming a mile away. That you people are all the same, he told me. He's from Palestine. And he knows. Mm-hmm. He knows about that, you know? But he could say it because he's from there. I'm not from there, so I can't say it. But he said that you people, like you're Shia, that you're bad people, uh-huh. He said to me, yeah. Are you Sunni or Shia? Yeah, he doesn't want to talk about it.
There's a big war now. It's between the Shia and the Sunni. Right now. But Muslims are fighting Muslim on Muslim crime.
Not guilty. What are you going to do when I show up? Are you going to cut my hand off with a sword? Is that what you're going to do?
No. I'm not going to do anything. I just called police officers.
Are you going to behead me in front of the town square, in front of everybody?
No, thanks. No.
No, when you say you're with Allah, you're 100%... I am trying to talk.
Thank you very much.
I'm trying.
Madhouse Radio is live.
Piece of shit. That's what it is, and that's all there is to it. Yeah, we're calling them back. Let's see if they answer this time. Yeah. One moment.
Hello. Please leave a message after the tone.
Sneaky bastards, but I have ways around that. We'll call them back later. In the meantime, another prank call is going to come. That was our warm-up of the night. We always have a nice warm-up. I want to say a big what's up to Jill. Jill's in the chat room. Jill from the old country. I just said nice to see you, Jill. Also, Big Andy. Andy's here. What's up, Andy? All right, everyone, give it up for Andy. Fucking Andy, man. Fucking right.
Hi, baby.
Hey, what's going on, baby?
Hollywood Vanya, how you doing, man?
Oh, buddy, I tell you, I got things going on here that all screwed up, man. The top ain't loading.
Old man Vanya, how you been?
Just fine. Still having problems with my scapula.
Your scapula, isn't that for cutting stuff?
Yeah. See?
Good grief. Disgusting, Hollywood. Though, man, I drunk algae during my honeymoon. I'm glad you enjoyed that. Did you get the? Did you save that message?
I couldn't, no. For some reason, I couldn't save it.
Man, fuck. That was some good stuff right there. You missed out.
Yeah.
Didn't I say, I know why they call you Hollywood Vagina, because your vagina is so big, it's the size of the Hollywood sign? I don't know why I came up with that on my honeymoon while I was drunk. I decided it would be a good idea to call you and let you know about that, so.
That was so nice.
There you go.
You know, I enjoyed it. I enjoyed the drunken call. I figured you were just drunk dialing at the time.
Fuck yeah. All right. So you sent me a link for Tradio stuff, right? We found a real life, one of those real life Tradio sites, eh?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So I was looking through it. I had a brief moment to look through some of the stuff, and they have a lot of weight sets, like, you know, working out shit. I said that was quite the popular item. Now, you said you wanted to call from the UK, right? Because I was thinking we could call from the Tradio site and say that they need to, they've had their posting taken down for fraudulent activity. See what we could do about that. Let's see. I'm looking here now. Now, where's this Tradio out of exactly? Is it a radio show or just an online thing?
It looks like it's a part radio show. I mean, it's part radio and it's also online too. So,
okay.
Area code 580. Where? Let me see where that's from.
It's radio station KECO. I don't know where they're out of. They're in the 580 area code apparently. I'm looking here at appliances. Let's see what they... Oh, they have animals, man. There you go. Let's look for some animals.
Yeah, they got all sorts of stuff, man.
All right, so...
They got all sorts of crazy stuff on here, dude. You can get anything just about.
All right, so
employment.
All right, so...
They got employment.
Posted today, we got ferrets for sale. We also have a hamster for sale that was posted today, a male and two females. The ferrets, I have two male ferrets needing a good home and some kids to play with. They're very sweet and do not bite. One is white with red eyes. Ugh. And the other is a sable, kind of like a raccoon. Disgusting.
Oh, great. Oklahoma City.
Okay.
Pulsar, all right. 580. So we're looking at Oklahoma.
Home of the first act of terrorism on U.S. soil, Hollywood Vanya. I don't know if you remember that, but that's true. 1993.
That was, what's his name? Timothy McVeigh.
Timothy McVeigh and Terry Nichols, right? Wasn't it Nichols also?
Yeah. Right. Nichols and Dimes.
Nichols and Dimes.
Nichols and Dimes.
Miniature horses. Moving must sell. Two registered mini mares, one with a foal. $200 for the mare, and $300 for the mare with foal. For info, and it's got the number. This is brilliant, man. Brilliant,
that's,
okay.
That's Riley, too, isn't it?
Yeah, that's Riley, yes. Riley.
Just put up today, too.
Uh-huh. More here. Let's see. We got a quarter horse, Chihuahua puppies, a Basset Hound Dog. Is that for sale? We got him for the kids, and I really don't play that much with him. Oh, that's horrible. You're going to give up the dog just because the kids are lazy and don't want to play with the dog?
Stupid kids.
I'm going to call for the ferrets and act like I want to cook them. Like, I don't understand that they're, like, I'm going to act like they're good food and, like, good eating.
Maybe you should pretend like you're from, like, a different country then, have an accent.
Yeah.
And from my country, we do this. We cook the ferrets.
The ferrets.
We take the tail and we wrap it around our nose.
Yeah. Okay. All right. So we're going to call. It doesn't have a name, just a phone number. We're going to call for the ferrets. And we got some more numbers in Lonesome Loser here that we'll get to soon. We got one in England already for Neil Bonner. In England, we also have Waldo's Pizza just came in, as well as Sexy Donut. So we got plenty here to do, dude. I'm quite excited about this. All right. Next prank call tonight coming up. Hollywood Vanya is joining.
And bye.
Time to eat some ferrets.
Yay. I'm sorry, but the person you called has a voicemail box that has not been set up yet.
Oh, fuck. How do you sell shit? How do you sell shit when you don't even set up your voicemail box, stupid people? No wonder they're from Oklahoma City.
Yeah, no, freaking idiots.
Well, what else can we eat? Chihuahua? No, that's too... I don't want to do a horse.
Miniature horses, you know.
No, of course.
So we want to make little bottles of blue.
Hey, look, here's a guinea fowl one. Someone says, we'd like to buy some guineas. You should call us in Italian. Can you do an Italian voice?
I don't know, man. I can try.
I don't know.
Hey, what's this with the guinea fowl, huh?
Yeah, nah.
That sounds too much like John Travolta, man.
Bunnies.
It's Vinny Barbarino.
Here we go. Bunnies for sale. Mixed breed pet bunnies. Some half dwarf, 5 weeks old. That was from yesterday. 23 all colors. Half 23 all colors. Ready to sell. Oh, interesting, huh? Okay. Professional dog grooming, Jack Russell Terrier. Mobile grooming trailer. Awesome.
If they have 23 of all colors, then maybe we should be looking for some fluorescent ones.
Let's cover some stupid shit. Let's make up fucking colors like topish. You got any topish bunnies? All right.
You have any colors that are copacetic?
All right. Okay, hang on here. Let's just do this in a second. Everybody, bunnies for sale. Yay!
Yay!
Come on, I want some bunnies.
I'm sorry.
Mother F.
You called as a voice.
Great Jesus, baby mother
what
pearl.
What is going on? Is this the same number?
Stupid people. No, different people.
Nobody's sitting there. I guess people in Oklahoma. Do they think they're all 12 o'clock flashers?
Stupid. Let's call the Culver Haven Inn. In England, if you want. Well, you got any?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm gonna tell you what I got. You tell me what sounds best. So I'd like you to step in here. We got a casino in San Diego. We got a donut place called the Sexy Donut. We got a pizza place. We got a person who lives in Lancashire, England, a residence, and then we have a few hotels in England also. We got the Ice House in Houston, Texas. 24-hour towing service in L.A. Any of those strike a chord with you?
Any of them, really, man. How about some England hotels?
England hotels. We're going to call the Culver Haven Inn. They're in the Isle of Wight in England. I've heard that white people come from there.
We call the Isle of Wight. I'm ready.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fuck. It's time.
Yeah, just the Isle of Wight. Remember that?
Oh, man. I don't want to play any more Beastie Boys for right now. Let's put some Eric and Rakim.
And my Java client finally
Eric
loaded.
Eric and Rakim. Awesome. Good.
Come
for
here,
the chat.
Come on,
yeah, talk. All right, hang on. Nobody go anywhere. Next prank call's coming up.
I am bisexual.
Hello?
Yeah, do you have any openings for this weekend?
I'm sorry.
Hello?
Do you know what? Hello?
What are you doing? Hey, you have any openings for this weekend?
No, we don't.
Okay, is this possibly a residence of a MILF? We're looking for a MILF right now.
For what?
We're looking for a MILF. M-I-L-F.
A MILF? What's a MILF?
MILF. That's an American term, ma'am. I'm sorry, you're probably... did we wake you up?
Yeah, it's 3:30 in the morning.
It's 3:30. I'm sorry. Is this not the residence of the person that we just called?
No.
It is not the residence. Okay.
No,
this is the non-residence then?
Yes, it's a pub.
It's a pub.
Yes, it's a pub. Yes.
You're not. Well, what time do you close? Because in America, we don't have to close till about 5:00.
But it's 3:30 in the morning.
Right, but right now it's not that late here in America. We're looking to come there and to party, and we'd like to come to your pub, or as we call it, a bar.
Yeah, but we don't open till 11 o'clock in the day.
Okay, well that's fine, but you're closed right now. How come you're not open till 5 in the morning like we are in America?
Because we
that's
don't close.
Freedom. That is freedom. We have freedom to be open till 5 a.m.
What the
hell's
this?
Are we on hold?
This is awesome.
Are we on hold or what?
Yeah. Could they come back?
I don't know. I got something for them if they do.
Let's just hang up and call back, so we have to wait. 2 cents per minute, you know?
Oh, okay.
See?
Oh, these aren't free, are they?
No, they're Google Voice. They're cheap enough, sir. They're cheap enough. Truth is, they're actually paid by the donations and good work of people like, who listen to Madhouse Radio. But thank you for going to our website and click on that donation button and hook us up with a dollar or two and help. A dollar or two could run the prank calls for an entire episode, you know?
Exactly. And in fact, if you do make a donation, we will be donating $1 for every $300 to the National Foundation for young children with no hair.
Okay, that's right. Yeah, bald children. Yeah,
the balding children of America.
If I were to get $300 worth of that, you know, of donations, I would shave my head live in the air. I would. I would shave my head live in the air. Starting now, you got a year, everybody. You got a year. And for 1 year I make $300 worth of donations, I will definitely shave my head live on the air. And Athena will not know about it until she sees me in the morning and cries. Like my mom did when I shaved my head. I baked my head with a big razor when I was 16 years old. I did it overnight, and I woke up in the morning, and she was up. I was coming out of the bathroom, and she saw my head was like Uncle Fester, and she freaked out and started crying. She thought I was possessed, just like when I did the thing with the Thriller song. Remember, Tuck, I talked about that last week? That's a true story. I'm not kidding you.
Yeah, the Thriller song from last week, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know if you remember that. Halloween, you know there's a part in Thriller where it breaks down, and some guy with the devil voice starts talking about the funk of 40,000 years and the awful and evil spell? Yeah, that guy, whatever. So when I was about 4 years old, I took my dad's Thriller album. I played just that part. My mom was taking a nap in the in the guest bedroom. I played it really loud, and I made this really weird kind of creepy smile look on my face, and I grabbed a knife from the kitchen. And I started walking her really slow like a zombie, like on the video. And she freaked out when she woke up and saw me. She thought I was possessed, and she wanted to take me to the church. Like she wow. destroyed the cassette tape of Thriller. She like completely destroyed it.
Did you know that true story that Michael Jackson got sued by Vincent Price because he didn't ask Vincent Price to use his voice in that?
Really? But he recorded it though. I mean, come on. Well, didn't Michael Jackson sue somebody? Isn't that not really him in the song "Somebody's Watching Me"? Everyone says it's him, but he wrote the lyrics and was going to sing it, but they gave it to somebody else.
Oh, from Rockwell.
Yeah,
I think so.
I think it sounds just
Rockwell.
Like a lot of people, you know, say, "Oh, that's Michael Jackson singing the chorus," but it really isn't. It's a guy who it was supposed to be him originally, I think, but it ended up being someone else who was imitating him very well. Apparently, there was
I do believe that is correct.
There was a big brouhaha about that. I have to Wikipedia that there. And if anybody explains that to us, call in, let us know on the show, give us a report, and you could win a Madhouse dollar and a gold star too. All right, you ready for the next UK call?
Okay-dokey.
Okay. I'll start this one out, and I'll put the pressure on you, and I want you to get burnt out. Actually, no, let's call the Culver back. Fuck that. No, you're doing this one. You got to call Culver back, the Culver Inn that we just hung up with. All right, cool. One moment. Are you in the chat room yet so I can boost you this information?
I just got in there, yeah.
All right, I'll take care of it here. All right, and this is Isle of... This is Isle of Wight there, Tom, all right? You're asking.
Isle of Wight.
Isle of Wight.
Tom.
Hello?
Hey. I'm Royal Sound, your establishment. Could you let me in to use your latrine, please?
Pardon?
I don't want to piss on your front. Excuse me. Let me in for just a moment. I'll just need to use your facilities.
Where are you?
I'm right out front. I'm right on your door.
Oh, yeah. Which
Can you door? Let me in? I don't want to buy anything. I just got to use your facilities. Look, here's the deal. If you don't let me in, I'm going to piss all over your door.
Now this is a police station.
Never mind. Go back to sleep. But don't step out front in the morning. Whatever you do, I'll piss all over your door and the handle, alright?
Do you know there's a TV?
You know, did you have as much to drink tonight as I did? You sure sound like it.
Cameras watching you, filming you.
Hi.
Smile for them.
Hello, how are you? I'm smiling, hello.
No, the other way, you dickhead.
Oh, I'm sorry, hang on, let me turn around. Here we go, hello.
There you go. Piss off and don't phone this number again.
No, I didn't piss off. I pissed on your door.
You little child. Go away.
No, you take no see you naked.
You scum. You useless. Go away.
You want to see me naked?
Oh, my God.
Save me naked. awesome stuff. I got on cam right now this girl, the V-Spot, who's checking in the syndicate room, and she has quite the nice cleavage, nice hair. I like to, you know, from behind her, probably wrap that around a few times in the palm of my hand, you know, and get a good, you know, like when you're riding a horse, you get that.
Yeah, you gotta get a good handle on the bridle.
Yeah, get a handle on the bridle right here. Kick her in the shins a little bit right there.
Spur her in the heel.
Yeah, and yeah, dude, Barry, balls deep. Definitely, look at that, right? Yeah, I'm telling you, man. All right, now that I'm married, I got to be careful. She's not around tonight. Of course, she's out drinking. Ladies' night.
Good.
Good for me.
It's just a boys' night, baby.
All right, Jen Stewart. That was not Jen Stewart. I don't know, did you hear about Jen Stewart? We're calling the UK. Someone's asking me just right now on the IM, Jen Stewart. Was that Jen Stewart that we were talking to? No, not Jen Stewart. Jen Stewart is out of the prank call game officially at this point. He's been out of the prank call game for quite some time.
Please inform me.
Yeah, well, I don't know. He just decided to drop off. So if anybody knows of Jen Stewart other than me, anybody who might know what's going on, hey, Ted's here. Ted, do you know about Ted? Ted would know. What happened to Jen Stewart, Ted? We're just on that topic right now.
All I hear is static. Hold
up. Oh, fuck me. Anyway, the syndicate people are not getting static. I don't understand.
Turn off Carlito and just
put on
the Madhouse stream.
Yeah, do that. Hang on, I'll mute my microphone. Maybe that's better for you guys. That should be better now. Okay, anyway.
Now I can hear.
Good, Ted. Good to hear you. How you doing, sir?
Good.
What do you know about Jen Stewart? Is it completely
out of... Are you
presuming that Jen Stewart is more than likely completely out of the prank call game at this point? What do you have to... three people will ask me last week, two people will ask me this week already. What do you know that I don't?
He's completely, utterly done with the Jen Stewart thing.
All right, so he's completely done. So yeah, JenStewart.com is no longer there. So telling a prank caller we've missed... we're losing here, but I still have his archive stuff. He said I could keep it, that I could hold on to it, so we'll play it from time to time, maybe. We'll get into it a little bit. Hollywood, you ready for the prank call?
Yeah, hey, I got a slew of
prank callers,
Fallon Richards calls, too.
Oh, you do?
I've got a ton of them from a torrent site, man. Yeah,
okay.
I'll have to put those up on the site.
Tradio stuff? That's always fun.
Some of it is, yeah.
Okay.
I just heard those for the first time today, man. I hadn't heard Howard in a long time.
All right, I'm gonna connect the Ye Old Village Inn here. Okay, they're in a Burn.
Oh yeah, I remember when we called it.
Bembridge, England. Everybody, we're gonna give them a call here. If you have any requests, you can send those in. Of course, be sure to send them in. Damn you.
Have you ever met a girl that you tried to date, but a year to make love, she wanted you.
Come on, you coward.
Hello,
you coward. Good morning. I'm calling you in the anniversary of our defeat of you here in the United States, of your tyranny. I want to rub it in your face that you still are humbled against the greatest country in the world, the United States of America. Happy 4th of July. Why don't you come and enjoy your freedom with us here in the greatest country in the world and visit the United States. Hello, sir. Well, sir, a little bit of anger, please. Hello, you got anything?
No. Okay, thank you. He's on the lawn anymore.
Maybe not. Let's clear the line then.
Clear it.
That's how not to do a prank call. Thank you, everybody. All right. David Jones is in Somerset, England. We can give him a call, and we can always call Culver again. That was quite interesting.
Yeah.
Culver in. Let's call David Jones here in Somerset, England. Just a moment, everybody. Please don't bother
David
that person.
David Jones and me.
That's Mr. Jones.
I know.
So white.
David's a mister.
Classic song.
Hello?
Yes, hello. Is David in, please?
Who's calling?
This is Samantha.
What do you want?
Well, he told me to give him a call as soon as I got in the area. I'm supposed to meet up with him in his room tonight.
Think you got the wrong number, love?
No, this is David Jones's place, right? I told him as long as he helped me get rid of my my tampon, then we could douche everything up and he'd be all right. He said he wouldn't lie on that. Listen, it's my douchebag. You hear that? I'm blowing it up. I've got to put water in it and squirt it inside me. You know how that works. You ever use Summer's Eve? Hello? Are you still there? Miss Jones? Mrs. Jones, I think we've lost the patient.
Ryan, terminate the call, please.
Hello?
All right, Ryan has terminated the call. Hollywood Ryan.
Yes, Ryan.
That's another way not to...
remember, if you ever need to get out of a prank call, if it's going bad or you think they hung up and I ain't
that
catching on,
impressive voice.
Just say, Ryan, terminate the call. And
okay.
We'll do it. You know, that's every prank caller should have a code for that, and that's Ryan, terminate the call, please.
I wonder if David was her husband.
I don't know. Do you think so? She seemed kind of protective, right? She was like, oh.
I guess we could always do another one where Samantha calls and she's crying because the lady's husband got me pregnant.
Got her pregnant.
13.
Remember we did that to like a 58-year-old or a 60-something-year-old guy once.
And his wife answered. Remember that?
Yeah, his wife was kind of curious at first about it, like kind of gave it some thought. Yeah. All right, cool. I'm going to call Nicholas Holmes. He's in England also. He's in Warwickshire. I'll take this one. You can take your break.
Ask him if he's related to John Holmes, because you're really into that kind of stuff.
I'm in a Johnny fucking Wad, that's right.
Hello.
Good evening. This is Nick, Nicholas Holmes.
Yeah.
This is Johnny Wad.
Yeah,
how you doing? This is Johnny Wad. How you doing?
Hi.
Hi, this is Johnny Wad. I don't know if you remember me. I used to be a member of the family way back when. And I came across some CD certificates of deposit. And if you need to be a co-signatory on it, you let me know. I'll sign you down on this papers, man. I think these papers are yours that I found here, and I think you need to sign them.
You realize it's 4 o'clock in the morning over here.
Yeah, but it's only 11 p.m. here, and it's actually 8 p.m. in Wonderland where we found the papers. The Wonderland Ranch in California and L.A. There's,
mm-hmm.
there's papers for you to sign for the estate.
Yeah. That's
for John.
Really
John Holmes. You know who John Holmes is, right? What are you doing? Are you typing this down? I don't give you permission to monitor this call.
I do believe he's terminated the call himself.
Have you terminated the call, sir?
He terminated the call, yes.
Ryan has terminated the call, all right. That's the United Kingdom, everybody. That was in Warwickshire. I have no idea where Warwickshire is, but they sound kind of over there. That's why they talk like.
They sound like Amy Winehouse. Like she's got marbles in her mouth. Yeah, that's what she sounds like when she sings.
Remember how Biggie Smalls used to talk? He was like.
Tell Artie to quit calling me while I'm on the phone with you.
Oh, yeah. Evil Artie's in the house. I want to say it's a big, big what's up to him. A lot of people in Syndicate right now. We've got a lot of viewers right now, I understand. It's good to see you. 328 people actually watching Madhouse Radio on the Syndicate radio feed, so thank you. If you're a lurker, please, why don't you subscribe to the channel and join the chat room. There's a lot of people in there. There's several people in there right now. A big, nice group of... good people. Evil Artie is a very beautiful young boy, and if you're into young boys, and okay. All right, so what's next here on deck? You want to call a business yet, or you want to keep calling the UK?
It's called business, man. Let's get back to free calls.
Gumby's Pizza in Iowa City, Iowa, coming right up. Hey, guess what? I got bad news. I'm going to lose my Mondays off soon, so we got to take advantage of the Monday shows that I used to do. Remember Monday Morning Madhouse?
Yeah.
Oh, boy. Oh, I remember that. It was wonderful.
And another breaking news. Apparently, dude, next week is the 4th anniversary special show that we're going to do here at Madhouse Radio. So for new listeners fans alike, our favorite show of the year is always the second week of July. Our first show was on July 14th of 2005, and we'll be celebrating that next week on the 9th, which will be the last show before. It's a Madhouse four-year anniversary special. We'll have a special countdown of the top 10 prank calls of the last year, of the last season, and also the announcement of the new Madhouse radio CD and the contents of which will be revealed on that night, and I think that's probably going to come out sometime in August. Hey, Hollywood, even if I pay you for it, you think you can print out some more labels like you did for the last one?
Dude, we lost our color printer.
Dude, I'm going to have to go get him some more.
Lease was up.
Yeah, really? Oh, that sucks, huh?
Yeah.
How's that? Is everything okay with that job, man? You got to watch out. Things are bad. People don't like paper anymore. Paper's the...
Dude, I'm completely safe.
Okay, good, good. I'm glad you're safe.
I mean, my boss loves me so much, I turned in 4 days worth of PTO time last paycheck. I looked at my check, and he didn't even submit it this time.
Really? Just let you go? That's awesome.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
Kick ass, man. All right. Gumby's Pizza. You ready for some pizza? I fucking am. All right, everybody. All right. Just a moment here. Thank you.
On Gumby's, pick up or delivery.
Yeah, man. Probably going to be for pickup.
Okay, need a phone number?
You don't need my phone number, man. I ain't coming to pick it up.
I need a phone number, please. We have to have a phone number for all orders.
I tell you what, man. You know what? I'm on my cell phone, and I don't like to give my cell phone up.
Okay. Well, you can just come in and order, but we can't take an order.
Listen, tell me what your specials is.
We have a 20-inch cheese pizza for $9.99.
You terminated the call.
What the fuck was that? I had to turn you down. And what? You got like an echo in the background. You got the speakers up in the back.
No, they're all turned down, man. No, that was my... I had a balloon. I was...
Jesus Christ. Couldn't you just make it do the fart noise?
I hear bleeding, though.
Yeah, I know. It just killed my ears, you fucking horse. You horse. Testio is going to be sending us numbers...
Huh?
Testio is going to be sending us a number to call escorts with our callback number to get them to call back us, and then we'll have the escorts call us back at the callback number. These escorts are going to have to be... Hey, Testio, these escorts are going to have to be in Orlando in the 407 area code for this to work properly. So make it so, motherfucker.
Yeah.
Did you know there's a website out now, Hollywood?
Call them back and shit.
I heard it advertised on Sirius.
Escorts.
All right. Yeah. There's this website, dude, that rates hookers and escorts. I forgot what it's called. It's called TheEroticReview.com. I went on it. And it's fucking hilarious. It's there just to review, like, escorts and shit that you can pick up on MySpace and what's the other one? Craigslist and Facebook. Not Facebook necessarily, but Craigslist. There's a lot of whores on there. Whores, you know? And
instead of my Facebook?
Yeah. Evil already knows all about the site, he says. I know he's had several women.
I'm sure Evil already has like, got a VIP membership.
He's got a Founders Badge membership. He's got, yeah. It is TheEroticReview.com. Chick Use is confirming that is TheEroticReview.com. Thank you very much. Yeah, so that might be a good starting place to look for shit, Testio, while you do that. So, yes. And Lonesome Loser, of course, can also check in. I'm sure he could do pretty well doing that kind of stuff. Hollywood, you want to hang on for some more pranks?
Sure, man.
All right, cool. I'm going to call Huggy Bear Motel now. This is the Huggy Bear Motel in Warren, Indiana.
La, 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 la.
Tux is singing in the toilet. All right, everybody, don't go anywhere. Next prank call line's coming right up.
Thank you, Bear Motel.
Hey, sweetie, hi. How much are your evening rates there, like, per night?
For one or two people.
Well, I want one bed but two people. Is there a difference if you get... Do you charge by the person or the bed?
Person.
Do you, like, check...
So it would be $41.05.
Okay, well, let's say one person.
$35.50.
And then it's for two people, it's $41.35?
$41.05.
$41.05, and for two people, it's $32.05, so it's $9 difference?
For one person, it's $35.50. For two people, it's $41.05.
$31.05, so you get the discount if you get more than one person, right?
No.
Oh, I don't understand.
For one person, it's $35.50, And then for two people, it's $41.05.
$35.05.
$41.05.
Okay. So, I mean, let's say just one person, but what happens if I get caught with, like, my friend?
Huh?
What if my friend comes to visit?
I'm confused.
If my friend comes to visit, are you going to charge me friend for friend?
Is he staying?
He might stay late, but he's not going to spend the night. Like, what if he stayed until, like, 6 o'clock?
In the morning?
He works at 6:30.
Then we would probably charge you for him.
Well, what do you consider the breaking point? Like, how late could he stay at? Because I need to save this money. I'm on, you know, whatever. I have $50. Whatever I don't have to give you, I'm going to put in gas, and that's all the rest of the gas I have left for my trip. So I need you to help me out. I mean, my friend's going to stay, but he's only going to, like, what's the latest he could stay there for?
So he's not staying? He's just coming to visit?
He's going to hang out, take a shower, and hang out, and we're going to watch TV, and then, but he's going to leave in the morning, but he's going straight to work. It's like he's just hanging out. You understand?
Hold on, I'm confused. Okay, hold on.
Okay.
Hold on, I'm going to put you on hold real quick.
I'm sorry.
Okay, hold on.
While you're waiting for that, I want to direct everybody to please be sure to visit MadhouseLive.com. Again, it's MadhouseLive.com. Check out our assortment and array.
Since it's 15 after 11, and he's staying until 6,
It's only like 4 hours or something like that. I don't think it's a big deal. 5 hours, who's, you know. What time is it? 11:15, right?
Yeah.
So, I mean, I don't think if a whole night's sleep is 8 hours, so I think as long as he's gone by 7 a.m., it should be cool. He didn't get a full night's sleep there. You can't charge him a full night's sleep.
I know, but that's just how it is. Like, if two people come in, you're going to get charged for two people.
But he's not staying the night. He's going to leave before the sun comes out and shit. He's, you know. Is he allowed just to come visit them? Can he hang out for a few hours?
Yeah. I mean, it's going to be your room, so.
Okay. I mean, he's going to use the shower and stuff. He's not going to sleep in the bed, but, I mean, he's not. I mean, I don't think you should charge him if he's not even going to sleep.
Okay. I don't know what to say, sorry.
Well, who are you asking in the back? Is that the manager?
Yeah, well, not really.
What's the manager? Is it got attitude with you? Because don't let them give you attitude. Let me talk to the manager. I'll take care of it. Don't worry.
Oh, the manager is not here.
Well, who's there right now?
What does he want?
Who
he
is?
He just wants a
room. Okay. Who is that? Tell me who it is, because they're yelling at you, and that's not fair.
It's my mother.
All right, put on the phone, please.
It's no big deal, sir. It will be fine.
No, you're violating me. Please, I want to speak to the manager right now.
Okay, she's not the manager, but here you go. Hello?
Listen, woman, you don't talk to that nice young lady like you just talked to her right now. You're rude and disrespectful. That's
my daughter.
That girl is a mother. And she has a mother, and she's probably a mother, too. And we all have mothers,
no.
So we don't talk to women like that. You understand? I don't know where you grew up, what kind of family.
Well, I don't know who you think you are talking to me like that.
I don't think
all I asked her was what you were wanting.
And you said it in a rude voice, and you said your voice is loud, and you demeaned her on the phone in front of a customer.
No, I did not demean her in front of a customer.
Shame on you, man, that you would talk to another woman like that. What if her mother knew about the way you were talking to her? How would you feel? Wouldn't you be embarrassed?
I am her mother.
Oh, you're her mother?
I am her mother.
Did you?
Yes.
You probably spanked her when she was growing up. It was your bad mother.
Well,
you know what?
Whatever you think.
I don't want to hear about you talking to your daughter like that anymore. You understand me?
Well, I don't know who you think you are.
Well, don't you talk to your daughter like that anymore. This is understood?
I will talk to my daughter how I choose to.
Don't you dare disrespect her. That's your daughter. But you dare do it.
I will talk to my daughter how I choose to. I did not disrespect my daughter.
Will you please apologize to her?
Diana, I'm sorry that I talked to you like that. Quit crying, honey. It's okay. No, honey. Don't be scared.
You see, she's scared.
She's scared of you.
She's terrified of the way you talk to her.
No, she's scared of you, dear.
I'm taking my business elsewhere. Goodbye.
Okay, thank you.
Bye, woman.
Okay, whatever. I just hung up on Hollywood on accident.
What was that all about? Good lord.
Fuck, I hung up on Hollywood. Whoops. I was so... I don't know what the fuck I did to that lady. This was stupid. Hollywood, call back in. I lost you. Oh, shit. Oh, my God. That was... I don't know what that was. That was some stupid place. What was that again? Was that a pizza place? Yeah, Gumby. How did we end up on that? On Gumby's Pizza? No. That was something else. Huggy Bear Hotel. That's what it was, yeah. Hey, boss, sorry about that, man. Where? You're making me cry. Where?
We should have done the already thing. Where?
Oh, man.
That was radio gold right there, man.
That was pretty good. Thank you, man. Thank you. We got the... You want to do another one?
Sure.
You want one? Okay. I got a saloon, a restaurant called Moby Dick. We got a place called Huckleberries. I have no idea what that is. And we've got a Pumpkin Pete's in Kansas.
Huckleberry sounds fun.
Confirm, Testio has sent in numbers for escorts in the Orlando area.
I'll be there, Huckleberry.
Okay. Interesting. Okay, that'll have to be from where when Hollywood gets off the line, because they won't be able to call in. They'll get a busy signal right now. So later on in the show, we'll do a late show tonight. Hollywood, you can't listen to that stuff. So, Testio, I got it. Testio, I'm hanging on to those escorts. We'll definitely give him a call.
Cover yours, Hollywood.
Hopefully he didn't have Testio cancer.
Okay. All right, cool. Thank you, everyone, for staying tuned in. Okay, so I'm sorry.
You keep calling, though. You're married now as well.
I know, I am, right? Married. We also had the William Tell House restaurant.
You have to cover yours when you make the calls.
And look, the coffee shop in Hawaii. What do you want in Hollywood? Anything? Should I just pick random, or do you hear something you like?
William Tell. Are they in America?
No, they're in Tamales, California.
Okay, so they're in America.
Yeah, they're in America.
I call and say, hey, I just want to let you know, the British are coming. The British are coming.
They're telling you, William. I'm William Tell. Okay.
One for land and two for sea.
All right, hang on. William Tell coming up, everybody. Take it away, Hollywood.
Hi, thank you for calling the William Tell House.
Alright, they're not answering there, sir.
We need to get at least one more hotel. I got a great idea for one.
You want to try England Hotel?
Yeah.
You want to try that? Well, that was a different place. That's not the one.
Yeah.
Saloon, Pumpkin Pete's, Huggy Bear. We can't call again because they're scared, apparently.
Maybe I can call them, though.
Well, here's the Carson Valley Inn. They're in Nevada. We didn't call them yet. They're from the beginning of the show. And we still have a casino. Also, if you want to try that instead.
Yeah, amen.
All right, well, we'll do the other end. Carson Valley. They're in Carson Valley, Nevada, all right? Don't go anywhere, all man. Right. All right, everybody. Last one for the vagina.
Thank you for calling the Carson Valley Inn. To reach hotel guests, press 0. Enter.
No, shit.
Carson Valley Inn. This is Virginia. How may I help you?
Oh, hi, Virginia. I wanted to make reservations for Monday through Wednesday, please.
All right. Let me give you two reservations. Just a moment.
Oh, wonderful. Thank you.
This is Patton Reservations.
Patton Reservations. Hello. I need to make, reservations for Monday to Wednesday of next week.
Okay, let's see what I have available. That would be the 6th. And you would be leaving us on Wednesday or staying through Wednesday?
I would be staying through Wednesday. I'd be checking out. What is your normal checkout time?
Noon.
What is noon?
12 o'clock.
Sorry, I don't midday. Understand. Midday. Tea time. I understand now. You just say tea time. I'll be out by tea time.
Okay. And how many adults, sir?
There's going to be just myself as an adult. I have 3 young boys with me.
How old are they?
9, 12, and 13.
Okay, we're going to count the 13-year-old as an adult and the other two is underage 12. So you obviously want two queen beds, correct? Queen-size beds?
I just need one super single, please.
For all these people?
They're going to be bringing their own sleeping bags.
Okay, non-smoking or smoking?
They're a little young to smoke, so yeah.
Non-smoking, okay.
Yeah.
Well, are you AAA or AARP?
No, I've never drunk that much in my life, ma'am. I'm sorry.
No, AAA is Automobile Club.
No,
America.
AAA is, you mean Alcoholics Anonymous Association?
No, that's AA. AAA is American Automobile Association.
No, ma'am, now you're confusing me. I'm sorry.
Okay, well, that rate is $94 plus tax each night, so the total for your three-night stay would be $310.20.
Wonderful.
May I book that for you?
Yes. What is the I need to know what time can I check in?
You may be able to check in as early as noon on Monday.
Now, what is noon again? I'm sorry.
Tea time.
Tea time.
Well,
thank you.
Where are you located? Where are you located?
Right now I'm in my house.
But where, what part of the United States?
Oh, I'm not in the United States, ma'am. I'm in England right now.
Okay, very well. I understand now the time difference for you.
Very
okay.
Well. You're talking my language now. Thank you.
I do. Now, let me ask you one other question. We have, the rate I quoted you is in our hotel casino. We have a motor lodge, which is a two-story building about a half a block away, and the rates are slightly less expensive. Would you like me to check
people?
That? Pardon?
Yes, there are.
There are fewer rooms. There are fewer people. Absolutely.
Wonderful.
Would you like me to check availability there for you?
Yes,
please. Let me check that. Sure. Just one moment. Okay. That rate drops to $74 plus tax each night, so your total would be $244.20 there.
That's even better.
Absolutely.
My nipple clamps have fallen off. Great.
Absolutely. May I have your last name?
It's Sofalot, S-O-F-A-L-O-T.
Okay, and the first name?
It's Jack, J-A-C-K.
Okay, Jack. Got you. And Jack, a telephone
number?
Okay.
And it's area code. I'm trying to think of America terms. It's going to be country code 32.
Okay, I'm going to put 32. Let me see in here.
Okay, now you got my name, right?
I got your name, and I need a mailing address, please.
It's 3122. I'm trying to think. I'm going to be for here. Is that correct, in England?
Yes, anything that's a mailing address, yes.
A mail address?
Your where are you receiving?
We don't have female. We just have regular addresses. We don't have male and female.
Okay, just a regular address then.
Sure,
okay, just a regular address. Your postal address. Your postal address.
Postal. That's when somebody gets angry, right?
No.
I'm
just
not
an address.
Angry person, ma'am.
No, just an address, please.
I don't wear dresses either. No.
Okay, sir. If this is a joke call, I'm going to terminate the conversation. If you want to be serious, I'll be happy to make your reservation.
I'm trying to understand.
Okay.
It's late here.
Where
I'm
do you reside? Your home address. Where is your residence?
My home address. Okay.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. 3112 Maven Street.
Okay.
And I'm in Hampshire, England.
Okay. Got you. Okay. Got you. And what credit card may we use to hold the reservation?
That's going to be the Gold Express.
American Express?
No,
and that
ma'am,
number?
Gold Express.
Okay.
It's from England.
Okay, let me see if we recognize that. Give me just a second.
Well, I got it in my hand right here. I recognize it.
Well, no, I know you do. I just don't know if my computer will recognize it. I'm just looking to see if mine will. I'm just going to. Let's take a number and let's see if it takes it.
Okay. Let me know
whenever
you're ready.
I'm ready.
32.
Uh-huh.
4138.
Yes.
Ryan, terminate the call.
24.
Okay, and the expiration date, it does not like that card number. Let me switch you to the, hang on just a sec. I'm going to switch you, just one moment. Hold on, I'm going to fix it. Hold on.
CVINN.com. What?
Golf.
Did you catch the name I gave her?
Gold Express.
Jack's Off-A-Lot.
Therapeutic massage, facials, and body wrap services.
They're going to come. We'll just call them back. I think you say it's Gold Express, G-O-U-L-D. That's very British sounding. That's pretty Gold Express.
I was going to wait for her to come back on. When she came back on, I was just fixing to have an orgasm.
Oh, man. Oh, crazy. All right, Hollywood, thanks for calling
in. He dropped his accent.
Hey, cool, man.
The website is HollywoodVanyaPranks.com, right?
Yeah, still haven't got to change to Hollywood Pranks.
Well. Deal with it, everybody. Hollywood Vanya Pranks, V-A-N-J-A. That's VanyaPranks.com. Thanks, Hollywood, for being with us tonight, all right?
Thank you. Thank
Catch you later. See you, man.
Bye-bye.
Not vagina. It's Vanya. Okay, I'm going to take a break. I'm up against a hard break mandated by the Federal Communications Commission machine. The dead ask Greek sex. The dead brother, I don't know what you're talking about, man.
The dead just hasn't... Crazy non sequiturs just
right
out of nowhere.
I don't know. When we come back, a lot of prank calls coming up, including escorts here in Orlando. We'll have them call me directly back at the studio. I can do that. I got balls like that. We got the Churchill residents. They're in England. Simon Middleton is in Nottinghamshire. Kathleen Goddard, she's in England also. We still have Moby Dick Restaurant, Huckleberry's, Pumpkin Pete's, the Mad Dog Saloon, and Shifties all on deck here from Lonesome Loser, as well as your requests from during the week. We'll get to those. We got, I believe, two or three of those and a few news stories to get to. When we come back, please be sure to visit MadHouseLive.com. Bookmark that site if people even do that. I don't know if that's the in thing to do anymore. And subscribe to our podcast. Register for our forums. Download some prank calls there for free. Take it easy. There's a free prank call city there also. I don't know if you've looked into it, but... grab yourself a copy. Get yourself a free prank call city from Madhouse Radio over at madhouselive.com. Okay, we'll be back in about 6 minutes here, to be honest with you. I can't lie. I cannot tell a lie. We'll try to get Milkman on the horn also. Tuck, Ted Webb, and the rest are here also. Back in a moment.
There's two dogs on late.
Gotta testify. Come up in the spot looking extra fly.
Yeah. Can
but
you
a
do
day
it?
I die. I'm a Texas guy, now let's take them high.
Madhouse Radio will be back right after this.
Don't tell me 40,000 people are coming here. They're not here.
Madhouse Radio is back.
You are bigger than a woman. You are better than a woman.
We'll always be behind you.
Do not let a woman ever make you who you are.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Shams 9 times ultra.
Wu-Tang.
Herbs 3 times great.
Four.
6 times ill.
Rest in peace, ODB.
Lot of dark. Sun large.
Jizza. Razz Cass.
Wu Universal.
Legendary.
Now it's the real beginning of the biggest of Shams.
Alright, we're back, everybody, in Madhouse Radio. Park number 2 of the night. I am Carl Leader, your host. Checking in here also, Big Tuck, Ted Webb, Baz, Boniface, and Brandon Vegas all checking in. If you want to call in tonight, you can. Toll free line is open. That's 888-278-8509. Once again, 1-888-278-8509. Call us. I may be getting rid of that toll free line. It's starting to become useless. I think as soon as Google Voice takes off here, I'm probably going to start using it.
Why? Why would you say that? People, all kinds of people calling.
Hello, Jonathan, you're on the air. What's up, man?
How much?
How you doing, bro? How are things?
I'm doing okay. I'm glad that you're back on air.
Thanks, man. Thanks for having me back. You know, it's going to be the 4-year anniversary show next Thursday. Did you hear me mention that?
No, I did not hear that. Actually, I just got everything turned back on, my internet and stuff turned back on a few days ago. I moved into my new apartment. Everything's good to go over here.
Okay, all right. Well, shit. Well, I'm glad you're back in civilization. Now, you got your own one bedroom by yourself, or what you got? What's your deal?
I got a two-bedroom. I got a brand-new roommate and stuff.
Is he a cheese boy?
Yeah, Yeah, she's a cheese boy.
Oh, fuck. All right, well, be careful with that, man. Well, I'm glad to see that you look like you're all settled in. You got your, what's your poster in the background there? I see you on the video. What you got back there? Is that Michael Jackson?
No, that's the Grinch.
Oh, okay, that's you. I get it. And what kind of, those thick wire lights that you can put up there for Christmas?
I see where it's confusing.
What you got going on
up
there?
Yeah, I got to get a new rope light to put around the Grinch poster. My other lights quit working.
Okay, all right, well, cool, man. Awesome, everybody. I hope everybody gets to see that. I'll go over to syndicateradio.tv and you can. All right, so what do you think about as far as the best prank calls? Can you think of one maybe from the last year, from the last 12 months you think we should include in the countdown? Anything in particular you remember?
Definitely include a Cheese Boy prank.
Yeah, we didn't do many Cheese Boy pranks in the last year. I'd have to look and see. I don't know if that we did. But we can always play the Cheese Boy prank.
It was very funny.
It doesn't only have to be the last year. Like, we do a countdown, but then we go back into the last 4 years and play the best pranks and all that. From all that time. And then we do new prank calls, and it's a great time, isn't it? You've been around for the anniversary shows before.
Oh, yeah.
You've been listening for about 2 years, almost three, I think, at this point, if not more than that. So, good deal. All right, Jonathan, well, thanks for calling in, Mr. Official First Caller of the Show. Say hi to all your fans and listeners. We're going to move on.
Well, I'd say hello to everybody, and I hope you'll have a good 4th of July, and be safe and be cautious with fireworks. Please.
Awesome. All right. Thanks, brother. Catch you next week.
All right, bye-bye.
Jonathan, everybody, Big Jonathan checking in. You also can check in now if you want. 1-888-278-8509 is the toll-free line. Once again, that's 1-888-278-8509. You can call this telephone right here. The one you see right there. You can try calling now, Ted. It's free now. If it wasn't available before, it's because Jonathan was on the phone, silly. Silly Billy, okay. Isaac Hayes is this song. Pursuit of the Pimpmobile. I'm going to call Milkman and check. Oh, the lines are ringing here. Hello.
Hello, baby.
Hey, what's going on, brother?
How are you?
I'm good. Are you in a Skype phone?
Yeah, why? Is it something bad?
No, I wanted to call Milkman real quick. Don't go anywhere,
right?
Oh,
okay.
We got Milkman on the line.
I could patch him in if you want.
You know his number? You want me to send it to you?
I think I have it in my Skype somewhere. I don't know if it's the current one.
I don't have my cell phone anywhere.
It starts with 34.
34, yeah, 340, yeah, should be.
Okay, yeah, I'll add him in.
Okay, all right, see if you can get him on the line. We'll check in with him in the meantime.
340-BEEP-BEEP-BEEP-BEEP.
We got numbers here from Testio. I got to do this when I'm on the line by myself. Maybe later, don't worry, I'm going to do those. We're going to call the hookers, don't worry. They won't be able to get through if the line's up like that. All right, anyway, also we got John D. Thatcher, Alan Thatcher.
You have reached the Spring TTS voicemail box of 340-93.
Sorry.
All right, good. We got it. Don't worry. I caught it in time. I potted it down. Okay, you want to call England or you want to call a business of sorts?
Let's call a business.
Okay, got the Moby Dick Restaurant, Pumpkin Pete, and Mad Dog Saloon. What is your choice?
What was the Pete's one?
Pumpkin Pete's. They're located in Fort Scott, Kansas. Shall I engage?
Yes, make it so.
All right, engaging. All right, hang on, everybody. Next prank of the day. It's coming up. Ted Webb. What's the website? BluePlanetHosting.us. Is that right?
Yeah.
I'm not sure if Zolar's going to be on next week or not. Or, I mean, tomorrow or not. Maybe he's back. I don't think he is. I think he's gone for another week. Don't quote me on that.
I already did.
Fucking failure.
All right, that leaves us with Moby Dick's Restaurant and the Mad Dog Saloon. Keep in mind, we also have Shifty's and Skippy's Coffee Shop in Honolulu, Hawaii, and Iggy Sports Grill in Utah.
How about Iggy's?
Iggy Sports Grill is located in St. George, Utah. We're going to try that. Everybody, don't go anywhere. Thank you.
How can I help you?
Hello?
Hello?
Hi, is this Iggy's?
Uh-huh.
Hey, I was wondering, do you guys do eSports there?
Do what?
eSports, because I have a group of friends, and we're into sports, but we're not into the physical sports. We like to play video games, so I was wondering if
we
you guys
don't.
Have, like, you don't have an eSports part of the bar?
No.
What do you do down there?
We show all the current sports that are going on. Golf, tennis, basketball, out of season right now. Football season will be coming up.
What's in season?
Golf and tennis.
What about baseball?
Yeah, there's some baseball.
Yeah. Well, how about I bring a group of my friends down there, because what's going on is I'm having a birthday party, and I'm trying to find a venue for it. And I got a bunch of friends that are into esports, so maybe we could bring our video, like our
hey.
Oh my goodness.
Can I be there?
Something's happening. Oh shit.
Ted?
Sir?
Yeah.
Sir?
Yeah.
Hello?
Hello?
Oh my goodness.
Ted, you there?
Oh my god. Something's happening to my computer. It's not good. Okay. I'm back.
Whew.
Alright. Hey, so, you know, this isn't going anywhere. And, so, can I talk to one of the customers there?
No.
Oh, come on.
Is there anything else I can help you with?
Yeah, I asked you about eSports, and you said no.
Yeah, we don't show those here.
No? Well, you see, because I'm out of practice. You know, I haven't done this kind of thing for a very long time. And, frankly, it's not funny. And, how about, do you have anything there for people with emotional problems?
He finally hangs up. Emotional problems. What kind of emotional problems you got,
Ted? There? Ted!
What was that? Who was it in the middle? I was like, Ted, Ted. Ted, you there?
I don't know. Like, I don't know.
Returning to main menu. You have one new message.
Ted's voice.
Ted. Ted, you there? Oh, man.
I don't know what the hell that was. I think, because I have like 400 things open, and that totally screwed me mentally. Oh, shit.
Ted, for prank call purposes, I would like you to look into Google Voice. Why don't you set yourself up so you can get yourself an invite? I'll send you one when I can send them out again, all right? It's a great tool when it comes to prank calls. It's keeping the fort alive, you know what I'm saying? Keeping the fire alive, the underground.
What is it? How is it better than Skype?
I don't know. You got to look it up, man. It's got a lot of different features, like, let's say, you get an actual free... You know, not what you would call a Skype in number that normal landlines could call. You get it for free. It stays with you for life. And you can forward that number to call any of your other phone numbers. So you can have it call your cell phone, your home phone. You can set time frames for it to do it. You know, so you don't have to give out all these, you know, numbers that are going to change eventually. You can just give out your Google phone number and it'll always stay with you for the rest of your life. At the same time, you can make calls going out on it on your PC or by calling your own number and putting in your passcode, which is what I do. You get free calls to the United States, and they come up in the caller ID of your Google Voice account. So I've got one that I just use for prank calling. So when people call back, you know, they on the caller ID, they see shows the you know, the prank call line that we use. And when they call back, they leave a voicemail for what they think is Valente and Associates. It's me saying, this is Valente and Associates. Thank you for calling. We're not open right now. And they'll leave a voicemail, like, upset or reporting that one of the employees has been prank calling or something. It happens all the time. It's quite interesting. So, anyway, it has a degree of anonymity.
Okay.
And it's...
I have a request.
Okay.
Maybe we could try, like, an Indian restaurant.
in Hawaii.
Indian restaurants in Hawaii. Okay, well, you know who just heard that was Lonesome Loser. On that note, I can search for some too here. Unless you want to search, I mean, do you have a search machine in front of you right now?
I do have a computer machine.
Computer machine always helps. Let me look here. Indian restaurants in Honolulu. While you look for that, while you look for that, I'm going to call Huckleberry's, all right? You ready? Good. Thank you. Bye. Sorry for delay, we have problems with the phone machine. But the problems are now fixed, and now Ted's coming with a prank call.
What are we calling? Hello? Hello? What is this?
Moby Dick Restaurant.
Oh, okay. Is this the Bombay Restaurant?
I'm sorry?
What did you say the name of the restaurant is?
Moby Dick.
Moby Dick?
In Santa Barbara.
Oh, is this a fish place?
Yes, we have everything, though.
Yeah?
Can I help you with something?
I don't like the story of Moby Dick.
No,
I mean, you think about the guy, he was pissed off at this whale. And it did him in the end. I mean, it's a really fucked up story if you think about it. I mean, it really teaches you that revenge is a bad thing, wouldn't you agree?
Yeah, I'm agree with you totally.
Did you learn the story of Moby Dick when you got the job there?
Not necessarily, but I read the book too.
Yeah? I didn't read the whole book. It was too big.
I kind of did it, but not to get the job, because I was kind of, like it, but... Bye, guys, thank you. Anyway, so there's something that I can help you with?
I don't really think you can help me with my problem, but...
Oh, I'm sorry. So you have a nice evening?
Wait a minute. Where are you located?
Okay. We are on the 220 Stearns Wharf in Santa Barbara, California.
Well, see, here's the deal. I'm in the Santa Barbara Mental Institution, and I don't really like the food here.
Okay.
And I was wondering, but I'm under high security.
Oh, I see.
And I was wondering if maybe one of your staff would dress as an orderly to sort of sneak some fish sticks up to me.
Oops, no, I don't think we're going to be able to do that.
Do you like fish sticks?
Yes, I like him.
Do you put fish sticks in your mouth?
I'm sorry, it's just very weird, so... I'm sorry, I'm gonna hang out, okay?
I don't like the Jell-O, though, it's horrible. Hey!
Yay!
To place a call, press 1. To listen to your recorded calls, press...
Moby Dick. Quite an interesting conversation there, speaking about the book. Reminds me of Star Trek. You ever see Star Trek The Next Generation, where they talk about Moby Dick and the Borg?
Mm-hmm.
And the Borg is the Moby Dick.
Yeah, Picard, like...
Yeah.
Yeah, wants to go, like, get exact his revenge or whatever.
Yeah, and he became crazy. He went mad with power, remember? That he called the Klingon, the black guy, he called him... the black guy with the funny face, he called him a coward, and then Michael Dorn stepped in and was like, "Motherfucker, you..." And he pulled out a thermal detonator, and he was threatening to blow it up unless they gave him back Han Solo. It was an awesome part, best part of the whole series.
What the fuck? Where did Han Solo come from?
Okay.
Coming,
brother man, I got good news coming in from the big man himself, Lonesome Loser. Your requested numbers for Honolulu, Hawaii. Indian restaurant. We've got the Bombay Indian restaurant in Honolulu, and also the Maharani Indian restaurant. Are you in the chat room at all? No, you're not.
No, what chat are you using?
Let's go to madhouselive.com/chat. So I can see that information. But in the meantime, you know, I'm going to call an Indian place in Hawaii, okay? You down for that?
Yeah, I'm down.
Okay, cool. I've had a lot of fun lately calling in asking for Bonshoot. It's quite the funny thing. I don't know if you heard.
I haven't heard.
You know what, Ted? Activate your ActiveX control. All right, man? I heard it in the background.
fuck?
Hey, can I help you?
Hello?
Oh. Hello?
Hi. How's it going? I'd like to make an order for takeaway.
Okay.
What are your hours, though, so it's not too late?
We close at 10 p.m.
Oh, okay, so I'm in the clear here.
Yeah.
Okay. What do you have a special menu today?
No,
do you have
don't.
Any specials?
No. The most popular dish we have on the menu is the chicken tikka masala. Also known
See, everybody orders that, though. Everybody orders chicken tikka masala. Yeah, I want to be different.
Okay.
What do Indian people eat?
Oh, Indian people like the black lentils, dal makhani.
Ah, yes, Sina.
They like shahi paneer.
Wait, did you say they like the devil?
No, shahi paneer.
Oh, I thought you said shaitan.
No.
Shaitan is devil, right? Is that right?
I don't know, sir.
What does kuttaravecha mean? Do you know? One of my friends said that the other day.
I don't know. I don't speak Hindi. I have no idea.
Oh, you don't speak it. So you're not authentic, right? It's like,
I'm not.
Like Indian. Olive Garden. What are you? Are you Bengali?
No. I'm from Brazil. My boss is from India. He's the owner here, but...
Can I talk to him?
He's not here right now.
No, you don't have any Indian guys there? What about that cook?
He's here, but he's very busy right now.
But I need to ask him questions about the food that only an Indian would understand.
Okay, you can call back if you want in about 10 minutes when he's not busy.
No, just pass him the phone. It's no big deal. Just really fast. No big deal.
Hold on, 1 second.
Okay.
Thank you for
holding. Hello? Yeah. Hey, kutaravecha, hangi dvara.
Sorry?
How are you?
Yeah,
I want to ask questions about the food.
Yeah.
Okay, he said that the Indians like the shaitan dish. I want to know about that. He said shaitan.
Okay, yes. Call Cafe Maharani, and they can tell you best about the dish. So if you don't have a number, I can give you the number for Cafe Maharani. They can best explain you whatever dish are you asking about, okay? Thank you.
What?
Would they get
Returning
some beef?
To main menu. You have one. Please enter the phone number you would like to dial, followed by the pound key.
That was they got some
for
beef
international
at that other
numbers,
place.
Please enter 011.
Little does he know.
Code and number.
I have the number for Maharani. I'm calling them right now. As a matter of fact, goddamn son of a bitch, you think I couldn't do it? Huh?
Called before.
Still no answer from the Maharani Indian restaurant, which apparently has some beef with the Bombay Indian restaurant. We also have the India Cafe and the Curry House Coco Ichibania, which almost sounds like it's Indian's hybrid with Japanese. Well, that's bad.
Yeah,
that's not good. That's yellow on yellow.
Yeah.
Yellow on yellow breeding. That's not good. Tuck, that's how... Tuck and Ted. And I heard warnings about that. My grandfather's grub said, wait until the Indians and the Chinese and the Japanese join together and what they're going to do to us. And I think it's finally happening.
Really? Going to be a legal revolution?
All right, we're going to call the India Cafe in Honoruru. Thank you.
Honoruru?
That's what the Japanese say.
Honoruru!
This is India House, right? India Cafe.
India Cafe, yeah.
Hello.
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 Hello. How's it going?
this?
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
This is India Cafe.
I'm having all kinds of computer issues this evening, but I'd like to make a reservation for a large number of people.
For tonight?
Yes.
For when is this, sir?
8 p.m.
And number of people?
12.
Okay.
My first name?
Yes.
Is Gandu?
How are you? Sorry, sir. Hello.
My first name is Gandu and my last name is Bantrud.
Okay.
Can you read that back to me, my name, to make sure you've got it right?
G-A-N-D-U. Is that right?
Yeah, what does it spell?
I'm sorry? Hello?
What is... You got my name, right? It's Gandu Bantrud, right?
Yeah.
Are you
G-A-N-D-U.
Indian? Are you Indian?
No, I'm not.
What is going on?
Who's this?
Are there any Indian people working in Indian restaurants, I ask you? Gandu is a bad word. It's a naughty word. And Bantu...
I'm sorry, sir. I'm not Indian.
It's another naughty, bad word.
Okay. Please hang up, sir.
Now, can I teach you some bad words? And then next time I call.
Returning to main menu. You have one new message.
This is a prank. You hang up, right? Yeah. So what's Gandu mean? I know Bantrud, but what does Gandu mean?
Bad.
Oh, that's horrible. Ted, why would you say something like that?
I'm an evil, horrible person.
Jeez.
Okay, faggot!
Well, that's what they get. That's what they get for being gay. Anyway. Continuing on, would you like to continue with me here making prank calls? Excellent. I'm glad you do. We get a ramen house. Ramen noodles here at this place. I just built something. This is the Ayame Curry Ramen House. I'll start this one. You can jump in if you want. This is in Kaneohe, Hawaii. Thank you, everybody. Stand by. This prank of the night is coming right up.
Come on, let's have a drink, okay? Come, baby.
Do, 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 do. Come on, bitch. Some of my bitch.
Then I'm gonna start spam calling numbers.
Milkman finally made it, Milkman! Alright, man. We tried to call you. Hey. What's up, man? It's Ted's on the phone, and Tuck and Baz are also in the house.
Ted, the web?
Yes, yeah, so who are you calling? Ted?
Are you calling everybody? Fuck it. Fuck it.
Nuna's sending in a number for a convention.
Oh, yeah, I remember when.
Wanker!
AnthronCon, he calls it.
Aloha. You have reached Zafra, the North Indian cuisine place. We are open for lunches Monday to Saturday from 11 a.m.
That Aloha was just so
and for dinner.
Aloha.
To Saturday from 5 p.m. to 9 p.m.
Thank you.
Yeah, what, Bill?
I don't think they're open for another hour.
What my ass.
Did you dial that, or was that... What's going on here?
I'm just dialing random.
Oh, okay. All right, cool. Ted's dialing random numbers. This is Madhouse Radio, 1219 a.m., July 3rd.
Hey, sorry. You have reached a number that has been disconnected or...
Fail!
Who are you calling now, Ted?
I'm calling, like, every fucking 7-Eleven.
You're calling 7-Elevens where? In the United States, or Hawaii, or where exactly? In Hawaii, okay, all right. They have those in Hawaii.
About
you. Did you get some hard on about Hawaii tonight?
Fucking Hawaii. We got a Chiang Mai Thai cuisine in Honolulu. Chiang Mai Thai cuisine is also in Honolulu. We can call that also here, Ted. I want to thank everyone who is listening. This is Madhouse Radio. It is madhouselive.com for the website. We'll be on for another little bit longer here, I believe, and then I'm probably going to call it quits.
So while I'm doing this, while I'm collecting these numbers, how have you been? I haven't talked to you in a long time.
Well, I'm good, man. I'm married. You're married, too.
Yeah.
Got married a month ago on Tuesday. It was on May 30th, so we just had our one-month anniversary.
Nice.
Yeah, man, doing good, doing good. It was quite hectic. The marriage with the honeymoon was very very relaxing. We did a lot of getting away from everything and doing stuff we normally don't do. It was really fun. We were quite active throughout the honeymoon, and we even went to this place. Dude, Ted, you would have loved it. It's this guy, he used to be a lawyer in New York, and he came to Puerto Rico on a trip, and he saw this, like, old coffee plantation, and he bought it, and it's, like, really pristine, really beautiful, and he teaches yoga now, and people go up there to meditate, or they go for honeymoons and stuff like that, and basically there's no radios, no TVs allowed whatsoever on the complex. You go there for $150 a night, you get a little cabin on this mountain, and it has a hammock, and it has a ceiling fan, a working, you know, shower and bathroom and toilet and a bed, and like two lights, and that's it. And it's really simple, and you don't hear any racket. It's just, you know, you're in this rainforest sleeping at night, and like they let you you can borrow books from their library or board games if you want to play in your room. And, like, food's all included and stuff. And, like, they have... The running water is from, like, a river that's right next to it. It's really cool, man. You should... Like, that stuff like that was really cool. Like, we were going on a cruise, and that's where, like, everything's really loud, and we're going to be catered and eating in excess and stuff like that. So we kind of grounded ourselves and went to this retreat up in the mountains. Uh-huh. No, it was really cool. We got to, like, you know, live without anything. It was just, you know, no radio, no TV, no nothing, no computers, no internet. It was just us and just hanging out and enjoying our honeymoon. It was really cool, man. I should look into doing more stuff like that. Like, I've heard people that do, like, silent meditation where they'll refuse to talk. You know, for, like, 3 or 4 days, they'll do, like, a talking fast. And then I heard that it's really good for the body. Not for the body, but for the mind. Like, when you make yourself not talk or anything like that. Well, then the monks did that, right? Didn't they,
Yeah, take vows of silence. Yeah.
Vows of silence and stuff like that, yeah. Yeah, it was quite interesting.
Okay.
Yeah. Any suggestions for you? You've been married for how long now? Going on 5 years or something like that, right? Maybe more?
Going on 9 years.
9 years. You got any suggestions? I mean, what do they say? Never go to sleep angry. That's one that everyone told me during the wedding reception and stuff. You know, don't stop communicating. And don't go to sleep, you know. I think
the best advice I can give is that every day you wake up, you should rediscover something beautiful about the person.
That's right. Like, that's right.
It doesn't happen automatically. Like, mm-hmm. You have to... It takes effort.
Yeah. You
need to forget the qualities that you appreciate about the person.
You got
to
use your
tongue.
Are
you ready for this?
Use your tongue and don't be afraid to use your sexual toys. Yeah, what were you saying?
Okay, there's 9 7-Elevens I'm calling right now.
Okay, let's do it. Let's fuck it. 7-Eleven.
If you'd like to leave a message in our general mailbox, please hold on the line and your message will be delivered to the appropriate party.
Ted, what are you doing?
Hello?
Hello? 7-Eleven?
Hello?
Yes, hi.
Hello?
This is 7-Eleven conference call. Do I have any stores on the line?
Yes, this is.
This is 7-Eleven.
192.
This is store 192. Are there any other stores
okay,
on the line?
We've got 192 on the line. We're going to get the next store on the line.
We have an urgent report from 7-Eleven. We have a problem with the slurping machines. We need to take it.
7-Eleven, Waimanalo Town. This is Tourist speaking. How may I help you?
Yes, ma'am.
What store is this?
Waimanalo Town.
What store number is this, please? We have store 192. Is anybody else on the line?
I'm 543-54232.
Excellent, thank you.
That's
yes.
Too many numbers.
Okay, yes.
Too many numbers. Why 9? Why 9 2?
Okay, I have them here in the list. Franklin, as it's okay. This is 7-Eleven Corporate. We need you folks to shut down your slipper machines immediately. There's been an immediate product recall.
Shut down our sloppy machines?
Yes, just, we just leave them off for now or put them in the cleaning cycle if you wouldn't mind, please.
Okay, sorry, just shut it down then and no
selling
Slurpee?
Yeah, just no Slurpee. There'll probably be another conference call tomorrow morning during business hours after 8 a.m.
Only the red Slurpee is the problem.
Yes, hello.
Hey, this is corporate office.
Could we please have your store number? This is 7-Eleven Corporate. This is 7-Eleven Corporate. Could we please have your store number, please?
54105.
Okay. Franklin, can you check that off, please?
Okay.
Ma'am, okay, we're...
That's
we're
an invalid number. That's an invalid number.
Hello, Panda. I did turn off. I have someone on the phone here saying it's a 7-Eleven Corporate call that we have to shut down all our slurpees.
No, no, not all of them.
The guys on the phone,
right.
They're calling every single 7-Eleven. They work 100 of us on the phone at one time. They said we need to shut down all our slurpees.
Not all, right, just the red.
Okay. Just the red. Just the red.
They're still on the phone, that's why I'm calling you for myself.
Ma'am?
Okay.
Hello, ma'am. Okay. This is ridiculous. Yes, we just want you to shut down any... What flavor Slurpees do you have in? Do you have cola?
I'm sorry?
What flavor Slurpees do you have in use right now? We need to make sure... We'll advise you if any of those don't need to, can't be sold.
Okay, we have Coke, strawberry, pina colada, cherry orange.
Okay.
Banana.
Okay, this is... This
what is that flavor over in the middle?
I think they have more than the approved number of flavors.
I think we just need to shut down the Coke one, ma'am. This is Valente in Franklin. We're in Dallas.
Uh-huh.
Okay, we need
What's your store number again?
54203.
That's an invalid store number.
No, I got that's fine. 54203. Okay, we just... If you could just please shut down your Coke dispensing until probably till tomorrow morning, 8 a.m. we're going to call.
Okay, the Coke.
Just the Coke. Everything else is okay. No Coke, please.
Okay, I'm going to hang up now.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
No, wait a minute. You need to unplug the ATM machine, too.
The ATM?
Yeah, you need to take the outlet that the ATM is plugged into. And you need to switch it with the Slurpee machine.
Oh, I don't know how to do that. I don't even know where the outlet is.
Yeah, you just got to put some elbow grease into it, and you'll figure it out. All right?
Is this a joke?
No, this is corporate. We don't joke about stuff like this.
Okay, so...
So what I need you to do is I need you to take the Slurpee... The outlet that the Slurpee machine is plugged into, and I need you to plug the cash register into that outlet, and then take the plug from the ATM and plug it into the outlet that the Slurpee machine was previously plugged into, and then,
Okay, well, first of all, you said the Slurpee and the ATM, and now it's the cash register? I'm gonna hang up now.
Oh, let's do some more of those. How many you called? He called 9 of them at one time.
Yeah, I just hit the button and it was like...
just do it again. Just do one at a time because it sounded like hell on radio. But if you do one at a time, you know, or two at a time...
Okay.
Can you do that? Can you call some more? So just pick anywhere.
Yeah,
just pick random ones. Yeah, let's do that. I want to get them to shut off all their Coke Slurpees. Just have them shut off the Coke Slurpees. I think that's fine. I think that's goal enough. Maybe we'll make the news here, like the people that made people break fire extinguishers. Or the fire sprinklers. Hello, yes, it's 7-Eleven.
Yes, good.
Okay, good. Hi, this is Valente. I'm on the line with Franklin from Corporate in Dallas. Could we please have your store number?
How are you doing this evening, sir?
What's up?
Yes, hi, this is Valente and Franklin. We're calling from Corporate in Dallas. Could we please have your store number?
54130.
54130. Okay, Franklin, you got that?
Yeah.
Okay, we're holding a conference call regarding a recall. on the line right now. Would you, are you busy? Can you mind holding, or should we just give you the instructions now?
I'm connecting the next store.
Okay, thank you. We're connecting a few stores here to a conference call, sir. We need you to stop. Do you have your Slurpee machines in use, or they're in cleaning mode right now?
Thank you for calling 7-Eleven Hawaii.
Well, sir. Well, sir.
Hmm. Could not get that store on the line.
Jeez. Is 54301 on the line still?
Yeah, we're still getting store 54321 on the line.
54321, all right, thank you.
Hello.
Ms. Hello, is this...
Hi.
Go ahead, Franklin.
Hi, this is Franklin from 7-Eleven Corporate. Who am I speaking to? Hello.
Hello.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. We need you to stop dispensing immediately Coca-Cola flavored Slurpee, please.
Stop?
Yeah, we need you to stop dispensing Coca-Cola flavored Slurpee, if you could, please, until further notice. If you could just turn it off, put an outer order sign on top of on front of it, and just try not to, you know, just put that flavor in the turn off mode, you know, turn it off or put it in the cleaning mode if you could, please.
What's going on? I can't.
No, there's a product recall on all Coca-Cola Slurpees. If you're listening to this call,
did you call our office?
This is Dallas. Hello? This is corporate from Dallas, Texas. 7-Eleven corporate in Dallas, Texas. There is a product recall on Coca-Cola flavored Slurpees. If you are currently dispensing Coca-Cola flavored Slurpees, we ask that you please put the machines in their cleaning mode or turn them off.
Who am I speaking to?
This is Valente and Franklin. We're both calling from 7-Eleven corporate in Dallas. May we have your store number, please?
Hello?
Yes, hello.
May we have your store number, please?
Hello?
May we have your store number, please?
637-4225,
okay.
Okay, that's an invalid store number. I need you to immediately stop your business. I need you to shut... Yeah, I need you to shut down immediately. That's an invalid store number.
Now you want to talk to the assistant manager instead of me?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, what's your store number?
54261.
54261.
Well, I'm speaking.
Still, I'm getting invalid store number. Is this a valid 7-Eleven?
Who am I speaking with?
This is Franklin at the corporate office. I'm running your store number through our mainframe database, and it's not coming up as a valid store.
Do you have an authorized to know what is the store number of the store?
Your correct store number is 666-66. No, wait. It's 666.
Are any stores on the conference still? Hello, please, sir, can you please give us your store number?
Hello?
Yes. Okay. Ted, terminate the call.
Terminating.
You think anything will take it seriously? Dude, last time, remember we had them changing the price of the chicken nuggets to a dollar extra?
Yeah.
And then no more meat in the burgers and throw salad. You had to throw. I just want you to throw salad everywhere, all over the tables, the floor, the bathroom, the toilet. I just want salad everywhere. Oh, that was a great show. The conference specials to the McDonald's and the lady who finally figured it out at the very end of the shit. You remember that? Oh my god, that shit was funny. Oh, man. I think we lost Syndicate. I think Stickcam crapped on us. I don't know if I got banned or what it was exactly. Let me try to...
I wish I could shut off the ringing. Because that's like really... I should be able to shut off the ringing noise.
The ringing noise? When you're ringing out? Calling
when I call someone, like, right. I should be able to...
That'd be cool if you could replace it with a beep. That'd be even more authentic. You know, like beep beep, you know, something like that. Beep 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 beep. We got more 7-Elevens, or you want to try something else?
I'm trying to find the sound. Is this it? No, no, that's not it. Come in! Ow! How do I shut off the freaking ringing?
Alright, well.
That's my echo.
That was me. Don't worry about the ringing.
Oh, ringing.
That's...
PC speaker.
Really?
I can say ring PC speaker instead.
There you go. And then it won't ring on the phone machine, right? On the thing, on the software. Are you using software for this?
Yeah,
or are you using a handset or using software?
I'm using software, Ryan.
So you're connected to your computer, Ryan. Thank you, ma'am. Okay. All right, so what's next? Well, you want me to dial a number here and I can do one?
I'm going to see if... Oh, yeah. There we go.
Very good.
Oh, fuck, it's still making a noise.
Fuck.
Thank you for calling 7-Eleven
for what? I don't like that phone.
7-Eleven, one in Alexan, this is Source speaking. How may I help you?
Hey there.
Hi.
Hey, do you have any Swisher Sweets?
Swisher Sweets, yes, sir.
Do you have any cigarillos?
Pardon?
Do you have any cigarillos?
Like cigarettes, tobacco, like rolling?
They're like cigarettes,
no, no.
But they're illos.
Cigarillos.
Oh, yes, sorry, yes. The sweet, yeah, that's the one.
Do you have any that have marijuana in them?
No, sorry, sir.
Do you have any nigger toes?
Nope.
What the hell is a nigger?
That's those Brazilian nuts, the yellow and black.
Is that the elf, sir?
Yeah, do you have any of those hot, those pickled eggs that black people like to eat?
Pattern?
Do you have any, do you have those pickled eggs that the black people like to eat, the brothers? Hey.
How about individually wrapped pickles?
Yeah, do you have that?
Hello.
Do you have do you have the $9 large pizza that's ready in 1.5 minutes?
Okay, what's the name of the prepaid phone? Is it prepaid minutes?
Yeah, prepaid minutes. That's the one. You have
it?
Prepaid. Uh-huh, prepaid.
No.
For one net.
No.
You got one net prepaid?
No. No, we don't.
Do you have Verizon Pay As You Go?
Yeah, we have Verizon.
Can I buy ringtones?
Okay, we have Verizon.
Uh-huh, yeah. Do you got ringtones for sale?
Verizon!
Yes?
Ringtones. I want to fix the ringtone on my Verizon phone. You have Verizon, right?
Okay.
Do you have Verizon?
Quiero.
You have Verizon.
We have Verizon, yeah.
Okay, so I want to buy ringtones. Okay. I want to buy the ringtones. You have Verizon, right? Do you support the ringtone?
No, we sell the minutes.
Well, you did translate the minutes.
Shit.
You're stupid.
Don't tell the minutes. That's all.
She's got a time machine, dude. Holy fuck.
Yeah. Hey, woman.
Okay.
Hey. She's got a time machine?
What color is your underwear?
She said she sells minutes. I'd like to buy... I'd like to buy 15 minutes in the past.
What was my Verizon?
Yeah, 15.
Yeah,
You gotta come down over here and you can pick which one.
No, but no, Verizon.
For you?
We need Verizon minutes. Give us Verizon minutes right now, please. Credits.
All right. Okay. So you gotta come down over here and buy it. Okay.
Shut up.
Verizon.
Shut up.
You have the one from Doc and Marty.
Oh. Maven's mentioning pickled onions, pig's feet, and nasty, smelly pickled eggs. All available for you at your local Chevron station, everybody. Be sure to check out Chevron, chevron.com, the sponsor of the second segment of the show tonight. Also, your home for Mad Dog alcoholic beverage, boiled peanuts, and very bad hot dogs.
All I remember is on the bus when I was growing up with the individually wrapped pickles.
Oh, they're nasty. They're soggy. Soggy as hell. I could eat a whole can of pickles right now. I could eat a whole jar of pickles, Ted, right now. You know,
but
the
night. Eat the pickle at like EDM. I asked you.
No. Nothing nasty, Ted. But the night before the wedding, Ted, I ate a whole jar of pickles. I was nervous, and I ate a whole jar of pickles by myself in the hotel room while I was
nervous and pregnant,
listening to music on the laptop. Very, very nervous, Ted. It was scary. Were you scared?
How did you have a jar of pickles in the hotel?
Andy was helping with the pickles.
There was a Kmart next door to the hotel. I went down to the Kmart. I bought a swimsuit. And I bought some pickles and Wheat Thins.
Awesome.
Wheat Thins, pickles. Can you tell I was smoking weed? No, I'm kidding. no, hell no. I was next door to my parents.
Barking the owl.
Yeah. Oh man. Were you nervous before your wedding? The day of your wedding? The night before your wedding? Were you pins and needles? Did you go to the JOP?
I don't remember if I was nervous.
Who married you? Was it like a hippie guy? That's what I'd imagine.
No, we actually got married in a regular Protestant church.
Protestant.
That was like, at the time, that was like what all the families felt most comfortable with, was like a regular run-of-the-mill church.
Oh, okay.
If we had our way, we probably would have gotten married differently. But
yeah.
I think the ceremony is more about other people, because
yeah.
At least we have, yeah.
True that. Yeah, so I don't know why we had a crash in the stick-in room, but we're back in stick-in right now on syndicateradio.tv. Hello, gentlemen. I don't know. Let's try to call one more. Let's try to do one more conference call, and I think I'm going to call it a night. Ted and Milkman, where were you all this time? Let Milkman talk for a little bit, Ted. Milkman, where were you all this time, sir? Were you working?
Yeah, I was training our new supervisor.
You were training the supervisor. Yeah, go ahead. Engage, number one. Go ahead and make the calls, please.
Hey, hermano.
Yeah.
Please tell... So, Ted, I need to talk to him, man.
Milkman needs to talk to you, Ted, as soon as possible, he said.
No, it'll be like 2 seconds.
Please enjoy this call tone while we connect you.
He's calling you now, Milkman. Answer the phone. That's pretty fast, huh?
Actually, they're coming to take my butt this morning.
Hey, Milkman. Milkman, you on the line?
Hey, what's up?
Hey, man. Ted's got you on the line on the conference here.
Hey.
How you doing, old man?
Hey, man, all right. How you doing, bro? Hey, I've been thinking about you and wondering how you been.
Oh, man.
I went into a cave so I could finish my graduate degree. That's what happened.
The cave.
Oh, cool, man.
Cool, and you're playing...
Cool. Did you see that Islamic Aladdin in there?
Did I do what?
Did you see Islamic Aladdin in there? Was he in your favorite with his dialysis machine? Or his battery?
Yep.
Awesome,
dude, man. That beard has to be gnarly, man. I hear you say Gary Gibbons, man. Is that true? Or did he grade it now? What's he doing with that?
What the fuck is Milkman talking about?
I have no idea what he's talking about. Somebody's braiding a beard.
Yeah, he's on my lab, right? Yeah, he was in the cave with you.
Milkman.
Oh, okay.
Milkman is so high.
Oh, I get that.
Milkman is so high. All right, Ted, let's do another 7-Eleven call, and we're gonna hang up on Nicole Hookers.
No, but Ted, seriously, man, I wanted to get with you after the show, man. Did you get my email? I'll try to email or add you on the Peacock, man. McMahon32@gmail.com, man.
Okay.
Bye. Yeah, or call me after the show, though. We'll share the one, man.
Do I have Gtalk installed? Not on this machine. See, I started with a pristine Windows install with, like, nothing but the bare essentials. And as time goes on, I start installing shit again, and it's going to become like it was before. It's inevitable.
Right.
The fuck do I want to hear that shit for? Hang on. See if I can get someone else here on the phone. I want to have a conversation about Windows Vista and gay shit. I'm going to actually do prank callers here, fucker.
What do you think this is?
Nerdly Nerd in a Nerd Hour? That'd be Tuck's show. Tuck talks about Macs and how beautiful Macs and the Mac this and Mac daddy.
You reached the office of
Monday.
Is
this the
reason? No, it's not. That's not even your list at all. And what
can you say? It wasn't supposed
to be. Yeah,
listen,
you're listening
to
the show as well,
don't you?
Shut up, you shut up. Uh-oh. It makes me sick. Hello? We'll also hear about Windows XP Vista.
Chiang Mai, may I have you?
It's Chiang Mai.
Chiang Mai Thai restaurant, may I have you?
Chiang Mai Thai, excellent. I want to make an order for food, please. Food machine.
Okay,
have,
sure.
You have banchu there?
Have what?
Banchu.
What kind of banchu?
Okay, what about warm plates? Are the plates warm?
What are you talking about, sir?
I want a warm plate, please. I want a warm plate.
We don't have warm plates, sir.
I want a warm plate of food. You're going to give me cold food, or is it going to be warm?
What, you want take out, or that's what you want?
I want warm
can
food.
You put it on the plate?
Warm. Yeah, warm plate. Take it out. Warm plate to go.
You want to go?
Warm plates, yeah.
We don't have warm plates.
No, warm.
I want to go, but I've been constipated.
Like the temperature, warm, you know? You understand?
I understand what you're saying, but we don't have that.
Well, what do you have, cold plate?
Yeah, what kind of dish you want, sir?
Warm. I want them warm. Warm plates.
Like what?
Dishes warm.
Holistic.
You have anything that's warm? I don't know.
Returning to main menu. You have
what?
One.
What is
new
wrong menu with the word holistic? How does that make you mean?
I don't know. Guess, I'm going to disconnect you guys for now. Maybe you guys can call back, all right?
Yeah, we're bad luck. I'll speak for myself. I'm bad prank.
You're banchu.
All right, hey, now you guys got to do the show. Ted, you see me holler, and you guys get down.
Bear, 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 bear.
Ryan, terminate the call, please.
All right, guys, go back to the computer.
Man, I'm going to cut out, man. I'll talk to you in a bit, bro.
Shut the fuck up, milkman. Shut up. You shut up your mouth. Motherfucker, you. I'm milkman. I weigh 500 pounds. I'm milkman. Jesus. All right, I'm going to take a quick break here. Going to play a prank call for a little bit.
Man weighs 500.
Anyway, I'm going to do a quick break here. Please don't go anywhere, anybody. This is going to be like 5 minutes. Just about 5 minutes. Just a moment. Enjoy this prank call from last year.
Good evening. I'm at the restaurant. May I help you?
All right, is this the Egyptian place?
That is correct.
What's the deal with those kebabs you got there, man?
Excuse me?
What's that stuff you put in them kebabs? This stuff is good, man.
The kebabs?
Kebabs, yeah. You know those you got the meat sticks?
Yeah.
Yeah, those things are good. What kind of spices you put on them?
Those are secret recipes, man.
No, you can give it
really
to me.
I'm not really quite sure.
You can give it to me. It's all right, man. I'm going to tell nobody. It's not that secret. It's probably like a tradition. What do you guys use? Do you use spices? Nutmeg. I bet you got a lot of nutmeg.
There are spices that there.
You
used.
Put some nutmeg in it?
No, nutmeg they actually use make with the duck, the bafilforn.
No, I don't like that shit. I'm talking about the meat kebab. You know, meat kebabs. That's what I'm talking. That's where it's at, brother.
Right
man.
On.
Yeah. So when you is it customary to have to take your shoes off when you come in there? Because my friend was telling me if I come in, I had to take my shoes off and all this stuff. I'm like, I'm not going to put my feet where those dirty people are and stuff.
Nah, no need to do that here.
Would you eat food off the floor where you at right now?
Nah, we don't eat food off the floor. We got tables.
Because you got nasty stuff there. Would you, like if I had said to you, I will give you 500 Madhouse dollars and you were to actually sit on the floor and eat your meal off the floor, no plate, like you had to put the what's your favorite thing to eat there?
Favorite thing to eat here?
Yeah.
The kota mashwe is really good.
What's that like?
It's minced leg of lamb.
Yeah.
Brown leg of lamb.
Okay.
With some mint and garlic.
Do you got the Egyptian
spices?
Do you have white steak?
No white steak.
You know what white steak is?
Never heard of it.
I had it in Israel once. I figured you guys would carry it too. It's like this thinly cut pork. You slice it really thin on the backside, you know?
Nah, the Muslims don't eat pork, man.
Yeah, but you ask a manka does, you know. You have a pork license? Sir?
Nah, there's no sort of pork in this house.
Well, is it something where I can't even bring pork or anything like that?
No pork whatsoever on the menu.
What if I bring it in, though? What if I bring bacon bits for my... Do you have salads there?
Ah, there are salads.
Can I put bacon bits on my salad if I come in with them?
It's not recommended to bring in outside food.
No, it's not outside. It's an outside condiment. I'm allowed to do that. It's a condiment, sir. It's bacon bits. When you go to a grocery store, where do you find bacon bits? In the condiment aisle, right?
I usually never look or try to start all the occasions.
Well, the last time I went to the grocery store, the bacon bits that I got were in the condiment aisle. That's not the food aisle. That's condiments. So, I think it's... am I going to get roughed up at the door if I try to bring in my own bacon bits or something like that?
Well, it's usually not recommended to bring food in from outside to the restaurant.
Can I bring my own limes in?
Sir, may I ask where this phone call is going?
I'm going to make reservations, but I need to make sure that you people are up and up. I have special requirements for myself.
How many people in the party for you?
It's going to be
a large group.
Myself, my son, who is going to be graduating from Flight Academy, and my ex-wife. My ex-wife.
And when were you looking to join us?
It's going to be later. It's going to be tomorrow, Friday. Now, what I want to make sure, here's another thing I was reading in this paper. Let me tell you something. This is called... It says here, Radical Islam Eating Purposes, I think something like that. Hang on. All right, it says here that menstruating women are not supposed to be near men. Would that be a problem my ex-wife in this case was possibly menstruating? Would that be accepted?
You know what, man? I can't help you.
Well, it says here specifically that the menstruating women hung up, but that's a valid question. Why can't... You know, it says in their Quran of theirs.
Come here, help you.
Hello.
Hello. Who's talking?
That wasn't... Who's talking now?
No, who was talking before, who was rude to me, hung up the phone?
I don't think he was rude to you. He was just trying to answer your questions. That was my waiter.
He made bad noises with the mouth, and he hung up the phone. He made something under his breath. He went like that, and it was a bad... I think he said a bad word to me.
I said any word. I was sitting right there listening to the whole conversation.
When he hung up the phone, he thought it was hung up, and he
heard
something under his breath that was a bad word. Bad words came out of his mouth. That's not nice.
Hello? Hello? Can you hear me? Hey, crazy fucker. Man, what happened to your show, man?
Hello?
Crazy fucker.
What happened to your show?
You're on the air, crazy fucker. How you doing?
Ain't no beat on the air, man. You ain't got nowhere, man.
The Syndicate chat room is crashing. I don't know why. I'm working on it.
Fuck.
We're on everywhere else, though. Don't worry about it. What's up with you? What do you want? I'm in the middle of eating cherries. What do you want?
You're eating cherries, huh?
Yeah, man. You like cherries? You like fruits?
Fuck, man. Man, you're down eating cherries like the birds in the trees, huh? And the fucking worms in the ground, huh?
Fuck yeah, man. Fuck that.
Fuck, I eat meat, dude. I eat fucking buffalo steak.
Buffaloes, huh?
Yeah, I eat buffaloes.
Yeah, you like chuck meat?
Fucking right, man.
You like chuck meat?
Like what?
Chuck. Ground chuck meat.
No, I don't eat fucking ground chuck meat. I don't eat fucking shit that the fucking corners throw together and call it fucking food, you know.
Okay, alright, so you don't eat meat? No, you said you eat meat.
No, I eat fucking meat, but I don't eat fucking hamburger. Man, when you eat hamburger, they fucking put 300 cows and grind them up.
Yeah. Hey, man, do you save any...
And I don't eat fucking Kentucky Fried Chicken either.
No.
Fuck no.
Hmm. You're crazy, man.
And I don't eat at Burger King, and I don't fucking eat in any fast food fucking restaurant you could name.
Yeah, you go to Wendy's sometimes. I know you do.
No, I don't go to Wendy's.
Bullshit, fucker. Bullshit, crazy fucker. When do you get a hankering? What do you like? You like pizza?
What?
You like pizza?
No, I like fucking cooking my own grub up there, dude. I like cooking my own fucking grub up.
Okay, whatever. What else is going on? What's going on in the conspiracy circles these days?
I don't know nothing about no conspiracies. What's a conspiracy? The fact that America's becoming a fucking, like, worse than Nazi Germany and Red China and the Soviet Union put together? Is that a conspiracy?
Yeah. I don't buy it. You Republicans always find something to go against.
Oh, man, don't call me a fucking Republican. You know that. Man, I'm the guy that told you George W. Bush was a piece of shit, cock-sucking faggot, right?
Yeah, but now you jump ship.
Yeah, don't call me a Republican.
You change Republican. Should
I call you a fucking sand nigger because you're a Puerto Rican?
I'm not a sand nigger.
If I called you a fucking sand nigger, it'd be the same thing as you calling me a fucking Republican.
I'm a spick. I'm not a sand nigger, you dumbass.
A spick?
Yeah.
Well, what's the difference between a spick and a fucking sand nigger?
A sand nigger's a terrorist. A spick is a wetback. Ask me.
Well, who's the worst? Who's the worst?
Terrorists, I think, are worse. Sand niggers are worse, right?
You're fucking a terrorist, man. So you agree with me that that fucking sand nigger in the White House is a fucking terrorist, right?
He's a Christian.
Oh, he's a Christian, born in Kenya, raised up by communists.
Wait
yeah.
a minute. Kenya is in Africa. It isn't in Saudi Arabia. It's not in the Arabian
Right,
Desert.
Right. And you don't think a fucking...
Wait a minute. There's no desert in Kenya. It's all African savanna and jungle. So he can't be a sand nigger, right? Aren't you wrong?
Okay, be a jungle bunny then. Okay, let me rephrase it. Is your president of the United States of America a fucking jungle bunny? Spear chucking faggot, cockhead, crackhead, fucking lion piece of shit. Can you agree with me on that?
He's an American, I think, and he's a...
But everything he's fucking said is a fucking lie. While the guts of the United States of America is being ripped out, that fucking nigger is up there eating his fucking watermelon and his fucking Kentucky Fried Chicken, right?
I think he eats church's chicken.
What?
He likes
church. Well, whatever the fucking... Whatever. It's a stereotype I put in front of you, you stupid fucking... Puerto Rican is not a sand nigger, huh? Well, I'll tell you what, are Iraqi people sand niggers? If Iraqi people are sand niggers there, cocksucker, I will be a sand nigger, because I'll start doing to you motherfuckers what the American U.S. troops are doing to the Iraqi people, and then see if you like it, okay?
Mm-hmm.
If you support the fucking troops, I'll start doing it. You fucking motherfuckers, what the troops are doing to the Iraqi people, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Cocksucker, see how you like it?
Who do you think should be president of the United States?
I don't think anybody should be president of the United States.
So you think
I don't think
should be
anybody
government?
Should be president of the United States.
You really trust these people to be able to run themselves and normally?
Fuck no, man! Fuck no, there's one half of 1% of the people that own 90% of everything on Earth.
Okay, so let's say...
They are keeping you in your retarded state, thinking that you have a hand in the game. They are keeping you dumbed down every day in every way. If you went to college, if you went to school, they use that to keep you dumbed down. Don't you understand?
Yeah, I got you, man. Thanks.
Hey, Carlito,
I gotta take a break.
Hey, wait. Let me ask you a question, okay?
All right, go ahead. One more question.
Maybe
we gotta go.
Maybe you can relate to this.
Exactly. Right.
Are you there?
You heard him. Are you there? Sorry. All right, we're gonna call Hooker. Let's get dirty now.
Mr. Gomes. आपके यहाँ कोई जुआ खेलने की जगह है? कैसीनो वगैरह?
casino? No, sir.
तुम्हें जुआ भी खेलना है?
माला शायद तुम जानती नहीं हो.
Help you.
Hey, is this Nikki's Escorts?
Yes, it is.
Hey, I'm in town in Orlando. I'm at the Gaylord Palms. I was looking for some company. My name's Valente.
Okay. Well, it's $175 an hour for the girl to come out.
Mm-hmm.
That includes a lingerie show and a body rub.
Mm-hmm.
And then the girls accept tips also.
Now, the body rub.
Mm-hmm.
What does that entail? Do I have to have underwear on?
Well, that's really up to the girl's discretion.
Hmm. So she could say no underwear, or she could say I had to wear underwear?
You know, those kind of things are really up to their discretion.
Okay. All right, so what do I got to do to get someone down here?
I would get your, telephone number, room number, and then they would give you a call back, confirm everything, and then head over.
The number's 407.
Okay, hold on.
There you go. Are you coming?
Okay, no.
Do you have older ladies or how old are they?
I do.
Like how old?
Well, I do have one lady that's in like her late 30s, early 40s.
That's it?
She's the only one that's older. Most of the other girls are in their mid to late 20s, early 20s.
Does she look kind of 40-ish?
Okay, what now?
Does she look kind of 40-ish? Does she look older?
I mean, I don't know. I mean, she's older, but she doesn't really look older than 40, I don't think.
Okay, well, you got to call me back anyway, so.
Okay. Okay, and what's your name again?
This is Valente.
Spell that?
V-A-L-E-N-T-E.
Okay. And that's the first name?
It's my last name.
Last name, okay. And the telephone number?
407.
Mm-hmm.
45.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and this is a cell phone, or is this the number to the hotel?
That's my cell.
Okay. Okay, and you said you're staying at the Gaylord Palms?
Right.
Okay, and what's the room number?
This is room number 122.
Okay, cash or charge today?
Cash, of course.
Okay.
Will they eat with me?
Okay, what now?
Will they eat with me if I get room service? Would they be willing to sit down and have a meal?
You would have to ask the individual girl.
All right, so who's going to call me back, you, or what's the deal?
Okay, well, okay, the girl that you choose would call back.
Mm-hmm.
Were you looking for somebody specifically older? Did you want to hear about the younger girls also?
Older girl, is she a big girl?
She's not. She's more towards the slim side.
Do you have any big girls?
I do. That would be Mercedes. She's 5'7", long red hair, green eyes, 38C,
3038.
She's in her early
20s. All right, yeah, let's talk to her.
Okay.
All right.
I will have her call you in just a few minutes.
All right, thank you.
Okay.
Goodbye.
All right, we'll wait for the big girl to call in. I have no idea what's going to happen here, but it's going to happen.
Hello?
Yes, hello. Is this the woman?
Yeah, you called? I tried calling you, but you didn't answer. This is Mercedes.
Hey, Mercedes. Yeah, the lady said that you were the big girl.
Yeah, I'm full figured. I'm full
You're
figured.
Fat. She said she was. Oh yeah. I said I want a big girl. So, oh, she's so fat. She said that you were really fat. That you were big. That you maybe didn't shave your legs and stuff like that.
What are you talking about?
No, because I said that I wanted a really big girl, like a really nasty girl, and she said that you're like the best person.
I'm not big and nasty. I'm like a medium size. I'm not fat and disgusting. Why do you say that?
Because I was looking for that, and she said, yeah, that she definitely has someone who, you know, didn't have, you know, who looked a little nasty. I asked her for that. She said, oh, yeah, I've got a girl. And I think she said Mercedes. I wrote down the name. I don't know if that was you or not.
Okay. So, Yeah, but I shaved my legs just so, you know, I'm not dirty like that.
Do you have any bruises?
probably. Yeah, I guess.
Okay.
Yeah, I do.
Do you have any scars?
I have I have a scar on my stomach. I had a surgery.
Oh, you had a baby?
No, I had a gallbladder surgery.
Oh, yeah? Were you throwing up?
Was I throwing up? Yeah, after the surgery I was.
No, I threw up before and I had gallbladder stones.
Right, Oh, was I throwing up before? Before I threw up, but that's when I knew I had them. I kept throwing up. I couldn't keep their food down, yeah.
That's fucking nuts, right, how that works like that?
Yeah, I had my gallbladder out last year, though, so it's been years since I had it out. I left a stupid scar on my stomach.
What about, you still have your appendix?
Yeah.
I almost lost that the other day. Like, we're going to take my appendix out, but I said I needed it.
Are you serious?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm not getting rid of that thing. You never know when you need your appendix. Yes. You're not nasty fat? Because she was sure. She's like, oh, yeah, definitely this girl you're going to talk to. She's, you know.
I'm a bigger girl, but I'm not, like, sloppy. I'm very clean and very well kept. I'm not fat and disgusting.
No? Well, how many pounds do you weigh?
185.
And you're how tall?
5'7".
Yeah, you could lose some weight, I think. I mean, you agree, you could lose some weight, right?
Yeah, of course. I mean, yeah, I want to be smaller, of course, but
yeah.
I can find what I'm...
Yeah, I know. So, anyway, the reason I was calling is because I was offering for fat girls the MetaFast system. I wanted you to try it out for 2 or 3 weeks. It's a simple shakes, eggs for the morning, egg powder you can make, and simple, decent diet, dinner for the afternoon and the evening, and if you work, maybe you can do like 30 minutes. Do you like cardio?
All right, you called an escort service for an escort. Did you call to tell me I need to lose weight or something?
I'm calling for fat girl. Like, you know, fat girls like you.
Like I'm full figure. I'm not fat. I'm just full figure.
Well, full figure is fat. Full figure is fat. I mean, you can't have fat without F. Full figure has F, two Fs in it.
Okay, so do you not like fat girls or something?
I mean, I was looking to talk to one just to, you know, I thought maybe I'd talk to you, you know. Have you thought about what it could do to your health? Do you smoke?
No, I don't.
You might as well smoke cigarettes if you're going to be fat.
You're fucking retarded. Do you ever call my phone again? I swear to fucking God.
Well, you call me first. I have you on my computer machine that you call me first. On my phone,
right,
call RD.
You call it our escort service, so please do not call my phone back. You are so full of shit. Like, seriously, you're a fucking piece of shit. Like, I love myself, so maybe you need to get yourself checked, for real.
No, but I asked specifically for a fat girl, and they said that you're going to put one on, and you're telling me you're not fat, so I'm kind of upset here. Because I don't have time to be dealing
figured.
With
I'm not fat and sloppy like you're asking for. I'm full figured. Are you looking for an
escort?
Then
what did you call?
Are you looking for an escort or not?
I'm looking for a fat girl escort, not some, you know, wannabe.
Okay, well, maybe you need to look elsewhere because obviously I'm not fat and sloppy like you want.
Well, who's the real fat girl at the company that I didn't get?
You are.
I'm not a girl, though.
You sound like one.
No, I have a penis, so I'm looking at it right now. How would you know? You're not even here. How would you know? How would you know that I have a penis or not? That I'm not a girl?
I
What's
don't
this?
Know, but it don't sound like
Oh, you. Look at me. I pulled it out of my ass. Good for you.
Returning to main menu. You have 2 new messages. To listen to your message.
Fat girl.
Expecting a delivery?
No, not from outside. The front, I had asked the front desk for something, and they were going to ask housekeeping.
What is it that you're looking for, ma'am?
Well, it's a certain toiletry, actually.
Is it a feminine product?
Yes, it's a feminine product.
Right, so you need to get a douche up there immediately, correct?
A what?
A douche of some sort?
No, just a container of feminine products. Small box.
Are you having, like, your menstrual cycle? Perhaps you need some tampons.
Yes, exactly.
I see. Well, why don't you just stuff a whole roll of paper towels up there for now, and we'll get somebody immediately on it.
All right, the next... That was fun. Okay, now we have a number that's forwarding to the request. What is this now, Milkman? What, explain this shit to me. Who's forwarding a number to what other number in Ecuador? What's this?
Why don't you pay attention?
That's a trap. Who is this test to you anyway? I don't know who this person is. From Peter. Who is it? Is it a legitimate person? How do I know they're not?
It's Peter.
Okay. Yeah.
Call is 2 cents per minute.
Gus's call's bullshit.
Bullshit, what did I tell you?
Hello?
Yes, of course. Is Michael Blair there?
Who's speaking, please?
This is Valente. I need to speak with Michael Blair. Hello? Hello, Mom? Don't do this to me, please. Bitch.
Just a moment, folks. I'm sending up the next prank call right now. Thank you. Getting ready to wrap things up here. Ding, 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 ding. All right, anyway, while we're doing this, I just want to talk about some, speaking of the fatso thing. The Toledo Blade reported, this comes from our news director here at Kokanee. Toledo Blade reported that the mayor of Toledo was captured on video breaking up a fight in some park. A bunch of teenagers are fighting. The mayor of the city jumps in to break it up and calls the kid a fatso. Now he's in trouble. Mayor Finkbeiner, 70 years old, was captured on video intervening and breaking up a fight at Highland Park, during which he's heard calling a teenage boy fatso and tubby. "Come here, fatso," the mayor shouted at the boy in the undated video that was posted on YouTube.com. Very nice. So apparently now he's in trouble about it.
The disturbing thing over is it. The kid only weighs 80 pounds.
And they show a picture of the kid. He doesn't look that fat, motherfucker. He doesn't look fat. I mean, he doesn't look fat. I share the article, but I just don't have time to do that right now. But yeah, he does. The guy isn't a big. He isn't a big kid.
Not like he's skinny kid calling fat, so it's strange.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, imagine that. City council attorney was found sleeping in an overturned garbage can. That's right. This is. I don't make these up. Jefferson attorney Larry Wilder was found asleep by police in his neighbor's overturned city garbage can Wednesday morning after neighbors called police when they woke to find their trash strewn on the ground and a man inside the receptacle. Police Chief Tim Deringer said Wilder was cooperative when police arrived at the home and was able to walk back to his home next door. His son and daughter, both adults, were home and able to take care of him from there. No arrest was made. Although police records describe him as a code for intoxicated on arrival, no breath alcohol sobriety test was administered. It's an officer's discretion on whether or not to do it, apparently. So apparently he took all the trash out of the garbage can and laid the trash can on its side and lay down inside of it. Imagine that. No, that's, wow.
Where?
I don't know why I would decide to. I don't know why he would decide to. Man, I gotta sleep in this trash can right here. Dumbass. Something I didn't really know was illegal, but I guess it is. A man's accused of using one of those fake dicks, you know, to pass a drug test. This one's called the Whizzer, a device connected to a bag of room temperature urine in a bid to beat a urine analysis test. Well, apparently, he was on probation already, felony probation, so he was smoking the weed probably or something like that. And he wore, it's like a jock strap with the ceramic dick on it and a bag of weed. You can put a bag of sterilized urine or like, there's like urine powder. You can buy urine powder that's clean urine.
Yeah.
Or you can get a friend to pee for you. And he got caught with it. And now he's facing serious trouble.
Well,
I didn't know. Is it illegal to do that, like, just even if it's not for, like, your parole officer, etc., like this guy here? Is it illegal if I try to use it to pass a drug test for a job?
They can't
arrest you for that. You're not breaking a law. What's the law that says you can't do that? Like, you can't get arrested.
Depends on what the law is where you live.
If I go to get a job, okay, let's say I got a new job, and I went to apply for the job, and I took a piss test, and I failed it, let's say, for marijuana use or something. They're not going to call the police on me, come pick me up and arrest me, because they can't do that. And what's all they can do, where they can kick you out. And can you ever come back to try again without using?
All businesses are all fuddy duddies.
Oh, whatever. That shit's expensive. I can't believe so many companies drug test as they do. And a police officer quit in Tarpon Springs. I'm going to be headed there tomorrow, actually, probably. Police officer Jeffrey Robinson of Tarpon Springs says he encountered a barrage of racial slurs when he drove a homeless man to the Pinellas County Jail, and then he destroyed his bike. And he lost his job for it. Apparently, he's seen on camera wheeling
the... What's the big deal?
I know. He wheeled the bike off a camera at the jail, and it was working normally, and when he wheeled it back, it was... The tires were deflated and the frame was all bent. Poor old homeless man. Well, the homeless guy was calling him racist words, though, and he's a black cop, so, I mean, what are you going to do? He's got to be a man. You can't let him get away with that. Then all the other inmates are saying, we can get away with Officer Leroy Johnson. Know what I mean? And we can't have that. All right, I'm going to call it a night. I'm leaving. It's 1:30. It's time to go. Milkman, are you there? Take us out of here, please.
What's up, man?
Take us out of here, Milkman, please. Thank you.
All right.
Trickamog.com, I'm out.
Friday. Paul Johnson again.
All right, Milkman, you're doing the thing with your mic again.
Milkman is drunk.
Milkman, you're talking really far away from the mic.
What?
And drunk.
All right, we'll put Milkman on mute. I'll try it instead. Try to fix that. Now, I want to thank Milkman for being on the show tonight, finally making it late. Ted Webb was also here, as well as Bonnie Facey. Kokanee sent the news articles. Crazy Fucker Jonathan called in, and Hollywood Vanya called in with some prank calls. Of course, Ted also helped out with that. Tuck never calls in. Milkman, how's your voice now? How you sound? I want to thank Lonesome Loser also for checking in today. Lonesome Loser, big guy, big man, big loser. Testio for sending in the numbers for the hookers, etc. Okay, so apparently this 206 number 4 is to Ecuador. I'll call the stupid Ecuador number.
So y'all curious?
We're going to call Ecuador here for Testio.
Show your titties, Ecuador. Show your big, brown, flabby titties.
And what else can I say? That's us, Madhouse Radio, doing our thing. Doing one last prank call before we call it a night.
Recall.
So this is an American number that apparently forwards to a number in Ecuador. No answer.
Checkingbike.com, I'm out.
Alright, see you, Tuck.
We'll have to try it next week again. Set that to forward again next week, kid. I'm sorry it took so long to try it, but I was just kidding that I thought it was a trap. But I know you were on the up and up. Bye, everybody. We'll catch you next week. Thank you. MadhouseLive.com is a website.
Fuck you, bitch, motherfucker.